This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the account without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at AA for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
On a Wednesday night from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it's the second game of a six-game series between the first-place Montgomery Biscuits and the Biloxi Shuckers. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarelli will be joined alongside Gary Green momentarily. Shuckers picking up an opening series night win last night, 5-3 victory for the Shuckers, in which some storylines made. Xavier Warren, his Double-A debut, would drive in a run and also come around to score. That was in the sixth inning. Felix Valero hit a home run as well. First home run since the beginning of July for the Shuckers infielder. Valero, two-run shot in the top of the second inning. Open up the scoring, 2-0 Biloxi early. Montgomery that same inning in the bottom half of the frame, though, tied the game. A Nico Hosizer double. Roberto Alvarez single. One of the three hits for Roberto Alvarez. He wasn't retired until the ninth inning. And he's here, so we're tied at 2 after 2. And then Cam Devaney breaks open the gridlock, an RBI single in the top of the fourth inning. One of the two hits that Devaney, he would reach base three times in the contest. A nice slump buster game for him. 3-2 Shuckers after 3.5. They would scratch across two more in the sixth. That Xavier Warren single that I mentioned, an RBI single, then a run. And then a Brent Diaz RBI single in the same frame. Montgomery's only other run of the contest came in the bottom of the seventh inning of Slivis Basabe, who is off to his scorching hot August. An RBI single that would score Berto Alvarez, who doubled to kick off that frame. Well, that was all the scoring that we would see in the contest. Carlos Luna, the starter, went 3 2/3 innings, allowed two runs. Ken Hassler picked up his first win of the season, his first Double-A win, inning and a third scoreless. Luis Contreras tossed two innings, give up that one run. But Zach Venero have a nice bounce back, getting a scoreless frame, worked around two hits. And then Cam Robinson, a game-ending 3-6-3 double play against speedster Greg Jones. fifth save at Double-A this season for Robinson, one of the top 30 prospects on this Shuckers team now. 24 for 27 in save opportunities. And so the Shuckers, who now trying to claw themselves back and out of this deficit, now just four games back from the first place Montgomery Biscuits. Look to make it two in a row today against Montgomery. The Shuckers have won their last three contests and look to continue that trend upward today. They will send the southpaw Brandon Kennard to the hill opposite of the right-hander Michael Mercado. We'll catch the rest of starting lineups next here on the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie from 10 Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
And welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium, the home of the Montgomery Biscuits, the AA affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, who find themselves currently in first place in the second half season of the Southern League. Biscuits overall 53-49, 25-15 record in the second half. Shuckers 55-52 overall, 21-19 record in the second half of the season. Here is their starting nine today. The Shuckers, the visitors. The right fielder Corey Ray leads things off, followed by Garrett Whitley playing center field, batting second. Left fielder Tristan Lutz hits third. First baseman, the switch hitter Xavier Warren out of Central Michigan, made his Double-A debut yesterday, drove in a run, and also scored one time. Cam DeVay, the shortstop, second baseman Felix Valerio, who bats sixth. In the seventh spot, the designator Brent Diaz. Jason Lopez is doing the catching. Batting eighth in the switch hitting third baseman, Jason Coca rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. And the Shuckers send Brendan Kennard to the mound today. 1-5 record, a 4.45 ERA. He goes opposite of the right-hander Michael Mercado. 2-6 record, a 5.30 ERA. Now the starting nine for the Montgomery Biscuits. Brett Wisely, left-handed hitting second baseman, bats leadoff. Shortstop Oslavis Basabi in the second spot. The left and hitting right fielder Cameron Meisner out of Missouri bats third. Cal Manzardo, the cleanup hitter, playing first base, followed by the switch hitting third baseman Ronnie Simon, who bats fifth. Nico Holsizer, the designated hitter tonight, bats sixth. The left and hitting center fielder Jordan Cazar bats seventh. Diego Infante bats eighth and plays left field, followed by the catcher, rounds out the starting nine in Blake Hunt. That is your starting lineup for both sides for the Biscuits. Again, it is Michael Mercado on the hill opposite of Brandon Kennard. When we come back here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, we'll get you our picks to click and take a look at the standings and where we sit today. That's next on the Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Russell. Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60. Because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49. Go job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
And welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in the second game of this six-game series between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. It's time now for our picks to click in tonight's contest as you welcome in Garrett Green. Garrett, we'll start with you. Who is your pick to click tonight?
I am going to go with the hot hand and ride with the continuing Southern League Player of the Week, Garrett Whitley. Last night, a couple of hits, a couple of stolen bases. We talked about it, but yet again, a guy who is playing against his former team. So you would expect him to have a little bit of an edge here. He's seen these guys before. And I think that always when you're playing against a team and an organization that decided not to re-sign you, there's just that little bit of extra motivation. So give me Garrett Whitley tonight.
I always feel like that, too. Playing a former team, that's always, I think, comes back to bite you if either side of things. If there is a former Shucker for the Biscuits, like we see with hitting control this year. Remember that opening series at the game-tying home run? I think it was
the seventh or eighth inning against Lucas Ercik in that game.
You felt it was coming. The fact that control hadn't done anything that entire game. It was his first game, had just been traded. Either way, I like it with Garrett Whitley. I'm going to go with another newcomer to the Shuckers in the Brewers organization, Xavier Warren, the switch hitting first baseman out of Central Michigan, part of the same draft class as Joey Weimer in 2020. And so give me Xavier Warren. Got his first double hit at RBI, so that is out of the way. Maybe a multi-hit night for him. And, well, you never know. Ball leaves the yard here. We've seen plenty of first home runs here at this ballpark when the Shuckers are in town. Let's take a look at the Southern League standings and where both teams currently sit. We start in the South Division of the Southern League. Montgomery mentioned before, 25-15 record in the second half. They are in first place. A four-game lead on the Biloxi Shuckers, a 21-19 record. And then the Embrays and Pensacola both got rained out yesterday, so they are 4.5 games back. Pensacola already has a spot in the playoffs. They won the first half crown. They won at MGM Park to end the first half of the season. And then in the North Division, Rocket City, who the Shuckers split a six-game set with each team won three games. Currently a game and a half back from the Tennessee Smokies. Smokies a 22-18 record in the second half of the season. Birmingham, six games below .500. They are five games back from the Smokies. And there are the Chattanooga Lookouts, 8.5 back, 13-26 record in the second half of the season. Lookouts come to town next week to face off against the Shuckers, as it will be the second-to-last home series for Biloxi on the season, the other one being in the Embraves in September. So it is quickly winding down fast in the 2022 minor league baseball season. So if you haven't had a chance to head out to MGM Park, well, you better come fast, as the Shuckers might have themselves in a playoff spot, but it really all going to depend on this series. Winning game one, 5-3. One of the big differences was the Shuckers hitting with runners in scoring position. Biloxi was 4-for-9 in that category, and which ultimately they were out hitting that game as well by a tally of 10-8. So it really came down to that. Shuckers left just 4 men on base. The Biscuits left 8. We'll see if the Shuckers pitching can do the same today. Again, the pitching matchup. Michael Mercado, as he's out just behind the mound. Navy blue top. Military-themed jerseys for the Biscuits and Brandon Canar on the other side. Well, the first pitch on the other side. But first, the national anthem up next to River Rock Stadium on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve-level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Let's go! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama, it's game number 2 of a 6-game tilt between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Hope you made it through the halfway point of your week just fine. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into tonight at 55-52 on the year, 21-19 in the Southern League second half, and 4 games back in the second half of these Montgomery Biscuits, who sit at 53-49 and 25-15 overall. One more time, here's the starting lineup for the Shuckers today. Leading off is the right fielder, Corey Ray. Garrett Whitley follows him at third. The cleanup man is the first baseman and switch-hitting Xavier Warren, and Cam Devaney hits fifth. He is at short. Felix Valerio, the second baseman, bats sixth. In the seventh spot is the DH tonight, Brent Diaz. Jason Lopez behind home plate, and rounding it all out is the third baseman, Yason Coca. They go opposite the right hander, Michael Mercado, who this year is 2-6 with a 5.30 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led temporarily by interim manager Charlie Green, as Mike Guerrero is away attending to a family matter. First offer to Corey Ray. That is right at the knees for a strike, and we're off and running at 6:38 p.m. Central Time here in the capital city of Alabama. Thrilled you're with us on a Wednesday. Next offer to Ray, and Corey hits this one. Backhanded stab on one hop by Manzardo. He'll feed it to an underhand covering Mercado, and that is the first out of the inning.
And let's meet the Biscuits defense today. Starting the outfield left to right, Diego Infante, Jordan Kazarin, Cameron Meisner. On the infield, third, Ronnie Simons at third base. Oslavis Basabi, Brett Wisely up the middle. Kyle Manzardo manning first base, and doing the catching is Blake Hunt.
So the base is empty and one gone. It'll be Garrett Whitley from the right side against the right-hander Mercado. The set and the first offer. And Whitley takes low and outside. It is 1-0. Well, it is 80 degrees outside at first pitch and mostly cloudy here in Montgomery. There's been scattered showers throughout the area today. 1-0 and a fastball is outside. It's two balls and no strikes to Whitley. When we showed up to the field today at about 1:30, the tarp was off the field, and we have not seen any precipitation since. Set and the 2-0, and Whitley fouls it off. And so the count goes to two balls and two strikes to Whitley. I can't ask for much more, though, for August 16th for it to be 84 degrees at first pitch, or at 80 degrees, and it feels like it's 84 outside. Set and the 2-1, and that is inside. The count has gone to three balls and one strike, and the base is empty, just underway between the Shuckers and the Biscuits here in Montgomery. The 3-1, and Whitley takes high and tight. It is ball four. So that did not take very long for Garrett Whitley to extend his on-base streak as he pushes it to 12 games now. Man on, one gone, and Tristan Lutz the batter.
Especially no Andrew Monastera today, so Whitley with the longest active streak in the Shuckers order.
Monasterio was originally in the starting lineup today, but was a late scratch. Remember, he had a kind of a collision at second base when he was caught stealing in the seventh of last night's game. As this is shot the other way out into right field, it's a base hit for Lutz. And so Tristan, first pitch fastball outer half, and he just shoots it the other way. The Shuckers have a couple of men on base, with just one gone for the first baseman, Xavier Warren. Again, for Lutz, he had his 21-game on-base streak snapped back at MGM Park a couple of days ago, but he has consistently gotten on for the Shuckers. And now with a single here, Lutz has hit safely in two out of his last three games. Warren bats left against the right-hander Mercado, and the first offer. And that's a foul ball. You heard the clatter off of the catcher Blake Hunt's mask there. On the count is 0-1 to Warren. Well, on the mound today for these Biscuits is the 6'6", 202-pound right-hander Michael Mercado. Second round pick by the Rays in 2017. And taken out of high school in San Diego, California. The 0-1 offer. And Warren lines this one down the right field line, but it is just foul. With Loud in front, and the count is quickly 0-2 to the first baseman, Warren. Scouting report on the right-hander Mercado. He throws a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Third time that the Shuckers have seen him this season. Five innings against Biloxi back on May 6th in this ballpark. Three runs on three hits. That's a game the Biscuits won 5-3. Set in the 0-2, and Warren watches a curveball down low. And the count is a ball and two strikes to Xavier. The only other time Mercado has faced off against Biloxi this season was at MGM Park, or check that here, back on July 6th. He went two innings. He gave up four runs on four hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Biscuits still would win that game 8-4. 1-2, and Warren pounds it into the ground, picked on the short hop by Manzardo to second for one, and the relay is just not in time. And so it's a fielder's choice for Warren. as he avoids the double play. Lutz is out. 3-6 on a really nice pick by Monsardo at first. And so runners on the corners with two gone and Cam Devaney the batter.
Oh, that would have been deja vu with the game ending yesterday with Warren starting a 3-6-3 double play and almost bouncing into one there, which would have ended or really bring an end to a good threat so far.
So a one-out walk to Whitley, a single by Lutz, and now a fielder's choice. As the pitch is on the inner edge for a called strike to Devaney, it is 0-1. No score between the Shuckers and the Biscuits here in the top of the first inning. Again, Warren at first and Whitley at third. Right-hander Mercado stares into the right-handed hitting Devaney. And the pitch is a check swing. It doesn't matter as a breaking pitch catches the outside edge. And it's quickly 0-2 to Cam. Devaney hitting .263 this year. This is game number 100 of the year for Devaney. It is a 347th at-bat. The next offer, and Devaney pops it foul. And so the count will stay at no balls and two strikes to Cam. Devaney with 23 doubles, a triple, 16 home runs, and 48 RBIs this year. OPS of .812 with the Shuckers. Another 0-2 on the way, and Devaney can't catch up to a fastball 96 on the outer edge, and Mercado works out of a jam in the top of the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two men left on for the Shuckers. In the top of the first, it's Biloxi nothing. And the Biscuits coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Home half of the first inning, the Shuckers held off the board in the first, so here is the starting nine that the left-hander Brandon Gennar will look to keep in check this evening for Biloxi. A leading off for Montgomery is the second baseman Brett Wisely. Oslavis Basabe follows him at short, and Cameron Meisner, the right fielder, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman Kyle Manzano. Ronnie Simon, the switch-hitting third baseman, bats fifth, and hitting sixth is the designated hitter Nico Holsizer. Jordan Cazar out in center, Diego Infante in left, and Blake Hunt rounds it all out. They go opposite the left-hander Brandon Kinnear, 1-5 this year with a 4.45 ERA at AA. A lefty-lefty matchup to start it off as Wisely stands in, and the first pitch fastball is right in there for a strike. It is for the Biscuits. Kinnear, a quick operator, sets him, brings home the 0-1. And another fastball, just a little low this time. And the count goes to 1-1 to Wisely. Kinnear, 5'10", 217 pounds, southpaw, 24 years old. 1-1, and that's cued off the end of the bat foul. And the count of ball and two strikes to Wisely. That guy went off the sweets and all the way back onto the field somehow.
Yeah, the one little opening, you know, above the dugout.
Yeah.
You see where the batters are, they come out on the field for the promotions and stuff. That one little gaping hole is how the ball snuck back through.
That ended up just inside of the third base foul line. That's not what normally happens. 1-2 to Wisely, and he holds off on a curveball low and away. And the count draws even. Kinnear signed as a non-drafted free agent back in 2020 out of the University of Tampa. Sensen brings home the 2-2. And a swing and a miss on a curveball. Lopez doesn't catch it cleanly, but he comes up and slings it sidearm to first to complete the strikeout. One gone here in the inning.
And let's meet the Shuckers defense tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Tristan Letts, Garrett Whitley, and Corey Ray. On the infield, Jason Koch is at third. Canavani, Felix Valerio, the double play tandem duo up the middle. Xavier Warren manning first, and Jason Lopez is doing the catching.
So base is empty, one gone, and the shortstop Oslavis Basabe lifts one out into deep left center field. Chasing it back is Lutz, and that's going to be out all the way to the 395 sign. Whitley picks it up. The throw comes to Devaney. Basabe going for third. The throw is late. And it's the first triple at double A for Oslavis Basabe, and it puts a man in scoring position with one out for Montgomery.
Well, not only was it hit out to the deepest alley, 395, it was right in front of that sign. But also, really, the ball was elevated for quite some time, and that allowed Basabe to come around the third, even though the ball was hit into left center.
Go on for the right fielder, Cameron Meisner. So immediately, Kennard is going to have to work around a base runner. As the first offer curve is down in the dirt for a ball, it is 1-0. No score, Shuckers and Biscuits here in the bottom of the first inning. And it looks like Lopez might have a little something in his eye, so our home plate umpire will hand-deliver the baseball to Kennard. Let's go ahead and meet our three-man umpiring crew tonight. Raul Moreno is our home plate umpire. James Jean, our crew chief, is over at third. And our first base umpire tonight is Macon Hammond. Whatever issue availed Lopez, he appears to be fine. Now Kennard will stare into Meisner with a 1-0 count. Basabe at third after his one-out triple. And the one ball offer. And a fastball just outside. Two balls and no strikes to Meisner. On the scouting report on the lefty, Kennard, he throws a fastball, a curveball, a slider, and a changeup. Fastball will sit anywhere from 88 to about 91 miles an hour. 2-0 and he spikes in a changeup. Lopez does a good job moving to his right to keep in front. But it's very quickly three balls and no strikes on Cameron Meisner. Meisner in the game last night, 1-for-3 with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Remember, in the third inning, he lined out to the very deepest part of the park. 3-0, and he hits this one in the air out into right center field. It'll be playable for Whitley, but tagging and scoring is Basabe. And on a sack fly from Cameron Meisner, the Biscuits take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
Well, that just sums up how quick the Biscuits can come at you. You know, a strikeout to start the game, a triple, then an absolute bullet off the bat of Meisner into the alley. You know, line-out sack fly, as we call it on this broadcast. And just like that, they're on the board.
Well, the good news is the base is empty and two gone, and so Kennard looking to limit the damage. First offer on the way, and that's right 0-1. Well, that is just the fourth run that Kennard has allowed in now 11 and two-thirds innings against the Biscuits. Third career start against Montgomery. In his previous two outings, he'd gone 11 innings, 11 hits, but just three runs. 0-1, and Manzardo checks his swing on a ball down low. Well, they count one ball and one strike to Kyle Manzardo, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Lefty-lefty matchup as the South Park Kennard kicks home. And a 1-1 is fouled off. The count goes to 1-2. The last time that Kennard saw these Biscuits was back on July 29th at MGM Park. Six innings, three runs on six hits. He walked one and struck out three. Did not receive a decision. 1-2. He is down in the dirt with a curve. And so the count goes to 2-2. Remember, Kennard didn't allow a run through his first five innings, and the Shuckers built an 8-0 lead in that game. And unfortunately, the bullpen, after Kennard gave up three in the sixth, ultimately gave up the lead. The Biscuits moved in front 9-8 as the 2-2 is fouled straight back. Shuckers would tie the game and send it to extras, and then a Sal Frelick walk-off single on the very first pitch in the bottom of the 10th inning won it for Biloxi. It is one of two walk-off wins for the Shuckers in that series. 2-2 and a check swing on a hard-biting slider away. And the count has run full to Manzardo. Switch hitting third baseman Ronnie Simon waiting on deck. 1-0 in favor of Montgomery here in the bottom of the first inning. In game number two of this six-game tilt. Kennard, the 3-2. And this is stroked out into deep left center field. Lutz is ranging back. He's at the wall, and he's going to have to play it off the very top of the wall. Does a good job with the bounce as it comes off the top of the wall, but Manzardo is in the second base, standing up with a double.
Well, that's pretty much just the report on Manzardo. Well, the projection of him to many scouts or somebody who could be a 2025 home run guy in the big leagues, left center. We kind of talk about how kind of awkward the wall is where there's a layer of brick above that green padding about 12, 13 feet, and then another 4 or 5 feet maybe till that yellow line. They'll hit it right off the top of the bricks, so about 4 feet shy of a home run the opposite way.
So now it's Ronnie Simon. Switch hitter bats right against the lefty Kinnear, and it's low and in with a breaking ball. It's 1-0. We talk about that 2020 potential for Manzardo. It's his third double here at Double A, but it's his 19th of the season as Simon takes a healthy cut and a miss at a levitating changeup over the outer half. And the count is now 1-1 to the third baseman. Manzardo, though, across both levels this year, also has 18 home runs. He hit 17 at high A this year. The 1-1 offer, and Simon golfs it out into left field, but Lutz ranging over, and it drops in front of him. Lutz didn't have the speed to get there. Racing in to score is Manzardo, and an RBI single by Ronnie Simon has doubled Montgomery's advantage. They lead it 2-0 in the bottom of the first.
Oh, that one just falls off the edge of the bat. It was a good pitch that was running away from Simon and just able to get enough of it to dunk it down in front of Lutz.
So man on first with two gone still. And now Nico Holsizer, the right-handed hitting DH. First offer. A fastball is a little low and in. It is 1-0. And with that, Lopez is going to go out and have a quick word with Brandon Kinnear, who's now thrown 21 pitches here in this first inning. 11 of them have been for strikes. And with that, it also looks like Jason Koca is going to come in to help out as well. Short conversation on the mound, but the Shuckers trailing it 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Kinnear struck out Brett Wisely. But then a triple by Oslavis Basabe, a sack fly by Cameron Meisner, an opposite guy single by Simon has given Montgomery a 2-0 lead. As Holsizer takes a big cut and a miss at a curveball, and the count goes to 1-1. Holsizer, no batting gloves as he bats from the right side, pretty much straight up and down, and only a slight open to his stance. 1-1. And that bounces in, and it gets away from Lopez. Heading for second is Simon. The throwdown is late, as Simon slides in feet first. And so it'll be a wild pitch that allows Simon to move into scoring position. And unfortunately for Kinnear, now he's in a 2-1 hole to Holsizer. Holsizer this year a .293 hitter in 48 games with Montgomery. 11 doubles, 13 homers, and 40 runs driven in. Former Los Angeles Dodgers farmhand. Set in the 2-1, and Holsizer fouls it straight back, and the count is now 2-2. Holsizer in the contest last night, 2-for-4, had an RBI double in the second that tied the game at the time, and then a single in the fourth inning, but he struck out in the sixth and hit into a 6-4-3 double play in the eighth. Kick and the 2-2, and it's down in the dirt. Good block by Lopez, and the count has run full. Man at second is Simon after his RBI single and a wild pitch. Right-handed hitting Holsizer waiting as Montgomery leads Biloxi 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Long inning for Brandon Kinnear, who's about to bring home his 26th offer of the night. Southpaw sets a look to second and the 3-2. And a curveball is high for ball four. That's tough right there because Lopez was popping up to try and throw down to second. And as a result, he didn't have a chance to sell maybe that curveball floating in at the top of the zone.
Yeah, I was going to say a similar thought to that of maybe Lopez. You obviously get deep down thinking that he's going, but you're right, if being able to frame that, it might have been a called third strike.
So runners on first and second, and Jordan Kassar, the left-handed batter, swings through a changeup on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. And Kassar this season hitting .236 in 58 games with Montgomery. And with that, the Biloxi bullpen will start moving around. 0-1, and a fastball is in tight. The count is now 1-1. Kassar now sitting at 28 pitches here in this first inning. The Shuckers had to use four relievers in the game last night to bridge after Carlos Luna went 3 2/3. 1-1. And a breaking ball is a little outside. That looked like the slider that time. And the count goes to 2-1. Again, there's normally about a 35-pitch cap per inning for a pitcher. Set on the 2-1. And Kassar takes a really good fastball that's called a ball. And the count goes to 3-1 to Kassar. 2-0 Biscuits with Simon at second and Holsizer at first. And Kassar, the 3-1, fouled right back from a fastball on the outer half. And Kassar was underneath it. And so the count has run full now. Sacrifice fly by Cameron Meisner and an RBI single by Simon. He's driven in Basabe and Manzardo. Set in the 3-2. And this is hit in the air into center field. Coming on at an easy jog is Whitley. He's got it measured. And he'll settle underneath it and make the catch above his cap. But two runs come in to score on three hits. And there were two men left on base for the Biscuits in the bottom of the first. That sends us on to the second. It's now Montgomery 2 and Biloxi nothing. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
What you can't get.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Hit me. 2-0 in favor of Montgomery as we move to the second inning. Felix Valerio leads it off for the Shuckers, and he bends back from an inside slider from the right-handed hurling Michael Mercado. It's 1-0 to Felix. Kick and the 1-0 offer, and Valerio takes a fastball knee-high for a strike. It is 1-1. Now, Valerio dug into the very back corner of the batter's box as he waits on a 1-1. And that is low. Two balls and one strike to Valerio. Felix with a two-run homer in the game last night, 1-for-4.50 on the year. The kick and the 2-1 from Mercado. And a fastball is popped up left side of the infield, tracking into foul ground, and in the coach's box is Simon. To make the catch off his left shoulder for the out. So a foul out for Valerio, one gone, and Brent Diaz, the designated hitter, the batter. Well, Biscuits jumping out to a 2-0 lead as part of a long bottom of the first inning. For the left-hander, Brandon Kassar, he had to throw 32 pitches in the first. Mercado, the first offer to the right-handed hitting Diaz.
And a fastball zips by wide for a ball. It is 1-0. Diaz serving as the catcher in yesterday's game, went 2-for-3 with an RBI single as he smashes this back to the netting foul. And the count is 1-1. I checked that 2-for-4 in the game yesterday. Single in the fifth and an RBI single in the sixth. An RBI single ended up being big. It gave the Shuckers a third insurance run. 1-1 fouls it back over the netting. And the count is now 1-2. Biscuits would score a run in the bottom of the seventh inning, and so Shuckers still had some breathing room thanks to that single by Diaz. 1-2 offer, and a fastball is too tall. And so the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes to the right-handed hitting Diaz. And Brent following that up after a good performance back on Saturday night at MGM Park as he shoots another one foul. And so the count stays at 2-2. Check that. That was back on a Friday night when he went 3-for-4 in a game for Biloxi. Unfortunately, Shuckers lost that one at the Biscuits. That was their last defeat. 2-2. And Diaz lifts it in the air on the infield. All four infielders converging, and it's going to be the shortstop, Basabe, who calls everybody off on about 10 paces behind the pitcher's mound, makes the catch for the out. So two pop-outs for the Shuckers here in this top of the second inning. And it brings up... So Lopez in from the right side, and Mercado deals. And a first pitch, looked like a changeup on the outer edge, called a strike, is swung through and missed. It is 0-1. Lopez this season hitting 171 in 23 games with the Shuckers. The 0-1 offer, and it's a high bouncer out towards short. Basabe has time to field chest high and sling to first and retire Lopez. And so Mercado with a shutdown inning after his offense gives him the lead. We head on to the bottom of the second inning. It's still the Biscuits 2 and the Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including 2 party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserving voucher is good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Well, looky here, looky here.
Last of the second inning, the Montgomery Biscuits with a 2-0 lead over the Shuckers. They sent 7 men to the plate in the first, so the 8-hole hitter, the left fielder Diego Infante, leads it off. Left-handed hurling Brandon Kinnear brings home a fastball on the inner edge for a strike, and it is 0-1. Kinnear strides home, and an 0-1 changeup on the inner edge for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2, which is the right-handed hitting Infante. Kinnear doesn't waste any time as the lefty nods and his 2-strike pitch is low and in. They're buried a breaking ball in the dirt, and the count is now 1-2.
Yeah, if we had Brandon Kinnear and Joe LaSorsa on the left side. Two left hitters, both working from the third base side of the rubber. The track meet.
Good luck. 1-2. Fastball is high, and the count goes to 2-2 to Infante. 19th game at Double A for Infante, hitting 212 in that span. Four doubles and eight RBIs. 2-2 when he just catches a piece of an outside changeup. Fights it off foul, and so the count will stay at two balls and two strikes. Blake Hunt, the right-handed hitting catcher, will follow, and then the lineup will turn over to Brett Wisely. Set and the 2-2 again. And that is high, and the count is 3-2. Fourth time all time that Infante has faced off against Kinnear. He is 1-for-3 against Brandon with no extra base hits. 3-2, slashed the opposite way and out into right center field, a base hit. Ray is over to scoop it up. He will throw back into the cutoff man. It's Devaney, but it's a leadoff single for Diego Infante. Just goes the other way with a pitch. And it's the fourth hit of the night for the Biscuits.
Oh, the Biscuits able to work themselves into full counts, put themselves in some fastball counts, and Kinnear goes that way.
First offer on the way to Hunt, and he fouls it back for a strike. It's 0-1.
Just really grinded out at bats, as we talk about every time these two teams face off against each other.
2-0 in favor of Montgomery with nobody gone here in the bottom of the second. And Kinnear the 0-1. Down in the dirt with another fastball, and the count is 1-1 to Hunt. Hunt this season hitting .240 in 63 games with the Biscuits, 9 doubles, 2 home runs, and 24 runs driven in. Kinnear stares over to first, and the 1-1. Hit in the air, but down the right field line and fouled. So the count of ball and two strikes to Hunt. Well, Hunt, all time, this is his first time facing off against the left-hander Kinnear. Right-handed hitting catcher waits as the 1-2, and a swing and a miss on an inside slider. Kinnear picks up his second strikeout. First out in the inning, and that'll turn the lineup back over to Brett Wisely. Well, again, for Kinnear coming into today, he has his name all across the leaderboard in the Milwaukee Brewers minor league affiliated systems for leaders in the clubhouse right now. As a curveball misses off the outer edge to the left-handed hitting Wisely for a ball, it is 1-0. Coming into today, the left-hander still has the best ERA among qualifiers in the minor league system. And a toss over to first, and it ricochets off of Warren's glove and is going to roll away from Xavier, and that's going to allow Infante to advance down to first. And I think that's going to go down as an E3 on Warren, because it was just a soft lob throw by Kinnear, and Warren had it kind of get up near the heel of his glove, and he just failed to catch it. So the first error of the game.
Yeah, I concur on that.
We'll find out what the official scorer thinks. As Wisely waits for a 1-0, here it is. It's fouled straight back. The count is 1-1 to Wisely.
It was kind of one of those Nick Bennett kind of soft tosses, like you said, back to first. And I think just Warren took his eye off the baseball.
Remember, Warren has played a lot more third base than first base this year. Set in the 1-1. And a slider is low and outside, and the count is now 2-1 to Wisely. And they have given that as an E1. I don't know about that one. We'll see. The man in scoring position with one gone and the 2-1. And Wisely pops it back over our heads and out of play. And so the count draws even at 2-2. 2-0 Biscuits here in the bottom of the second inning. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Montgomery. No runs, just one hit, and now one error for the Shuckers. Left-hander Brandon Kinnear about to bring home his 48th pitch of the night, and we're just here with one gone in the bottom of the second. The 2-2, and Wisely shoots it the other way into left field. Infante is going to get the wave around third. Lutz's throw will come to second, and it's an RBI single by Brett Wisely as the Biscuits add on to their lead. It's 3-0.
I think on both sides tonight, we have seen hitters just go the opposite way. Ad nauseum, there is another prime example. Wisely shoots it through the 5-6 hole in the left field. Just really good pieces of hitting on both sides, but right now it's favoring the Biscuits.
So now Wisely at first, still only one gone, and Oslavis Basabe will stand in from the right side. First offer, and Basabe fouls it back for a strike. It's 0-1. Now Wisely went the opposite way for that hit. Infante went the opposite way for his single in this inning. Ronnie Simon, the switch hitter, was batting left. He went the other way. Kyle Manzardo hit one the other way as the 0-1. And Basabe whiffs over a changeup, and the count is 0-2. The ironic part is that Basabe, the right-handed hitter, is the only one that has pulled a ball tonight. And in speaking with Chris Adams-Wall, who is MO, runner goes on the 0-2, and that's hit the opposite way. Down the right field line, tracking after it, and Ray makes a running catch just shy of the foul line as he crosses into foul territory. So a line out the opposite way by Basabe, and that forces Wisely to head back to first base.
Oh, sure enough, right on cue, he slaps it the other way, and kind of a high pitch. He swats it down the right field line, and not an easy play for Ray. Not a lot of real estate down there. We start to get down towards the 333 corner as it starts to really narrow down there, and so not a lot of room to stop yourself if you're Ray, but able to make the catch.
So now man on and two gone for the left-handed hitting Cameron Meisner, who takes a curveball for a called strike. It is 0-1. 3-0 Montgomery here in the bottom of the second inning. 2 in the first and 1 in the second for the Biscuits. And there's a lob throw over to first, and Warren able to extend the glove up top and make the catch just to casually check on Wisely. Wisely this season with 28 stolen bases in 37 attempts. Next offer to Meisner, and a fastball maybe a little high and possibly outside. On the count 1-1. Meisner, a sacrifice fly back in the first inning. It was more of a sack lineout to center field. Wisely, a two-step lead off of first. And Kennard, after a long hold, will throw back over that way. Brandon had just lifted his leg, but he made no movement towards home. So no opportunity for the balk there. However, that is the second disengagement, so Kennard cannot check on Wisely again in this at-bat. 1-1, and Meisner hits it foul back of home. On the count now, a ball and two strikes to the right fielder. Talked about it yesterday, Meisner has been such a tough out. He kept his on-base percentage right about where it was yesterday, reaching twice in four times. Runner goes on the 1-2. It's inside. Lopez, a throw down to second, is hits the tag down on the feet of Wisely, and it's a caught stealing to bring the second inning to a close. But the Biscuits strike for another run on two hits and an error, and there was nobody left on base in the bottom of the second. We move on to the third. The Biscuits with a 3-0 lead over the Shuckers, and Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Top of the third inning, it's a 3-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. The right-hander Michael Mercado deals home the first in Yason. It is 0-1. 3-0 Biscuits. We're in the third, and to take you through the next couple of innings, here's Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. The switch hitter Coker from the left side is the right-hander Mercado fires home a fastball at 93 inside. And the count evens 1-1. 9-1, 2-2 up in the frame. Shuckers just one hit so far. A single from Letts in the first inning as Coca pushes it foul down the third base side. Out of play, it's 1-2. Well, Coca, who wasn't scheduled to start today, but as Aaron mentioned previously, Monasterio was out of lineup late in the game today. Before the game, as Coca fouls it back again behind home plate. Count stays. Late scratch, and Coca is inserted into the lineup. 1-3 in the last series, struck out 5 times against the Trash Pandas. 1-2. And up and away with a slider, 2-2. Koke hitting .225 on the season, a home run and 15 driven in. From the windup, 2-2. And Koke takes the fastball at the eye level high, 3-2. Mercado 1-2-3, second, has retired the last four. Almost had an inning double play in the first, but it's just a fielder's choice to Xavier Warren. 3-2, and Coca pops a foul behind to him, play another fastball. And so they do it again. Well, this is kind of an at-bat that the Biscuits have done today to Brandon Canar. Working deep into counts, Canar pitch count up to 55 pitches. 3-2 is waved at and missed 96 miles an hour with the fastball. Second strikeout. And one gone on the top of the third. So nobody on, one gone. Lineup card flips back over to the ever-dangerous right fielder, Corey Ray. Kicks some dirt around the left-hander's batter's box. And the right-hander Mercado's first hooking into the bullpen for the Biscuits, and it's into the second row of seats. As Ronnie Simon had to go up and over the mound that is in play. Not only does he have to go over the mound, but you know, once you get over the mound, you really run out of room quick. It's where the jutted out fences where a row of chairs are for the Biscuits bullpen. So a few guys escaping the path of Ronnie Simon in the 0-1. And waved it a miss as Ray's tied up with a fastball 94. It's 0-2. It's kind of like the jutted out you would see at a lot of Major League ballparks. Derek Jeter made that catch at Old Yankee Stadium. As the 0-2 Ray drives in the alley in right center, Meisner shuffles over to his right, makes the catch on a jog. And a sharp line-out, two gone. Granted, Derek Jeter didn't have a mound to navigate over. Made that catch. Kind of the same premise for Ronnie Summer about the difficulty of that catch, where he went to go full speed into the bleachers, and might have had empty seats as well here. Two outs, nobody on, and Garrett Whitley takes a high and fastball as he bunts it away towards the third base dugout. Shuckers trailing the Biscuits 3-0 in the top of the third. Whitley, who walked the first time, able to extend his on-base streak down to a dozen games. And so Whitley, after the first pitch fouled off his bat, takes a slider down and away, 1-1. That's why Whitley wasn't happy with himself and tapped the baseball away like a putter and a golf ball. 1-1, and a slider high and in, leans out of the way, 2-1. 6 in a row sat down from the right-hander Michael Mercado. Sits at 42 pitches so far. And the 2-1 fouled back to the screen. Another fastball, 94, 2-2. Well, Mercado's been able to get it up there. Mid-90s fastball today. Some touch 96 on the Coca strikeout. See, with two outs, nobody on, and another two strike count, the 2-2. And a fastball drilled to third base, side 94. As Jess enters the Biscuits dugout, third base side. And Biloxi, one hit so far. Tristan Lutz single in the first, searching for their first run today. Biscuits, two runs in the first, one run in the second. As Willie climbs back in, touches the top of the batting helmet as he climbs in 2-2. And a shattered bat dribbled out to shortstop. Basabe charges, throws on the run from the lip of the grass, and puts away Whitley. And the Shuckers in the top of the third. Seven in a row sat down for Michael Mercado, and after two and a half, it's the Biscuits. Three, Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Bottom of the third inning from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Second game of the six-game series. Shucker is winning yesterday. It's the Biscuits with a 3-0 lead early in this one. The southpaw Brandon Kinnar rolls out for his third inning, faces the 3-4-5 hitters. And the Biscuits order Cameron Meisner from the left side. Swings the first pitch and pops it foul third base side. Over the sweet level seats and everything. Out of play for strike one. Meisner was at the plate in the second. It was a 1-2 count when Brett Wisey was caught stealing on the throw from Jason Lopez. And the 0-1, a curveball, slithers in at the knees for a called strike as Meisner thought about it, and he's behind 0-2. Meisner drove home the opening run of this ballgame in the first, a triple from Basabe. And then it was basically a line-out sacrifice fly in center. The 0-2. And Meisner shoots it foul third base side. Ricochets off the sweet level and down towards the lower bowl. That was a high and tight fastball at 88 that Kinnar. Attempting to put away Meisner on the 0-2 again. And Meisner goes down to get it and punches it in the left field, a base hit. Rolls out the Tristan Lutz, the left fielder. And how about that? The opposite way approach continues for the Biscuits. That is now their sixth hit tonight and the fifth one that has gone the opposite way. A really good location from Kinnar, just a better piece of hitting for Meisner. And the power-hitting first baseman, Kyle Manzarter, steps in. The fastball at the knees for strike one. Manzarter went the opposite way, doubled off the left field wall. Just to the left of the scoreboard in left center. Kinnar is 0-1. And a curveball in the dirt blocked by Lopez as he pops up from his crouch and shows the baseball to Meisner. The count's one ball and one strike. 3-0 Biscuits, bottom three. Runner at first as Kinnar working from the stretch. Facing Manzardo. Black barrel is on the back left shoulder. It pops up. And a fastball misses away at 89, 2-1.
You know, it's tough right now for Kanara as well. He's thrown a first pitch strike to 9 of the 14 batters he's faced, and that's if you exclude the triple by Basabe. He tripled on the first pitch he saw.
2-1, and Manzardo fights it back to the screen. 2-2.
So he's done a good job of getting out in front of guys, but like you said, just the Biscuits have waited out at bats, and they haven't hit a ton of balls particularly hard. They've just found open spots the other way tonight.
Well, Kadar has just had a hard time closing those at bats as the 2-2. He closes one here with a nasty slider down and away. And Manzardo goes down swinging with a first out in the third. Third strikeout for Kadar. One gone in the bottom of the third with Meisner still at first. And a switch hitting third baseman Ronnie Simon. The right side of the batter. Kanara's first offering as Simon swings and misses at a curveball. He goes down to a knee for strike one. One of the many trains that are screeching and scratching by in left field. The 0-1 is in the dirt. Nice pick from Lopez on the glove side. A fastball that was spiked in. And the count evens 1-1. I think that's what makes this ballpark so unique with the train station nearby. Take a ride on. I still haven't hopped on it yet. Rides around the ballpark. And the 1-1 is popped behind home plate. Just over our heads in the press box. For strike two. Reminds me of in Quad City in the Midwest League, the River Bandits. The high A affiliate for the Kansas City Royals. They got a giant Ferris wheel out of left center. Mississippi River right there. And the 1-2 ground ball out to Flair at second. It flips to Vanny at second base. They get one, and they complete the other. Xavier Warren picks it out of the dirt. An inning ending 4-6-3 double play. No runs a hit. Nobody left on a base. We move on to the fourth inning. 3-0 Biscuits after three. On the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What'd you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Berg 965757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
We've hit the top of the fourth inning in Montgomery. 3-0 Biscuits on top as Brennan Kanara induced an inning-ending double play to end the previous half inning. Tristan Lutz, 3-4-5, due up in the frame. Takes a fastball in the outer half for strike one. The right-hander, Michael Mercado. Don't forget that double play is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi. As Mercado is 0-1, and Lutz takes a fastball at the knee, is called strike, going 2. Located just steps away from Peaches Casinos and, of course, MGM Park, Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. And the 0-2 Lutz lifts it foul over the first base dugout. And the count stays the same, 0-2. Just like Kadar, Mercado out in front of a lot of these Shuckers hitters. The 0-2. And once again, lifts it the other way. Foul, first base side. Right now, he has retired the last seven men. And outside the bat of maybe Whitley in the first inning, he was behind on Valerio in the second as Lutz fouls the fastball back to the netting. Eight of the 12 batters he's thrown a first pitch strike to. Outside of the Lutz single, who swung at the first pitch in the first inning. Again, the 0-2. And a slider misses high. As Lutz was leaning over home plate, looking back towards the home plate umpire, Raul Moreno, hoping and praying that was above the zone. 1-2. And Lutz swings and misses at a fastball, 95 miles an hour. Third strikeout for Mercado. And again, the body count continues. Eight in a row sat down.
And for Mercado, that fastball has been his put-away pitch tonight. All three strikeouts have been on the fastball, and they have all been swinging.
Put up there, like we said, able to touch up to almost triple digits. As first pitch is pulled foul, first base side on the line. Just over the tarp, first base side. First strike one to the switch hitting first baseman, Xavier Warren. One of the Chippewas out of Central Michigan. And a late time call here is James Jean. Calls time. As Mercado is starting to work his way through the windup. Now he's good to go, the 0-1. And Warren flies it off the edge of the bat into left field, tailing away from Infante, who leans over the stands, but four or five seats away. And strike two. Let's talk about the difference between each ballpark here in the Southern League. That might be an out at MGM Park. Possibly, possibly not. We talk about the jutted out fence. At MGM Park, that jutted out fence wouldn't be there. It would just continue down towards the corner in the terrace in left field. Here, that's not the case. As the 0-2, Warren waves and misses an elevated fastball, 94. Back-to-back strikeouts for Mercado, quickly two gone. And he has been magnificent so far and has helped preserve the Biscuits 3-0 lead. Two outs, nobody on, and the shortstop Cam Devaney from the right side against the right-hander Mercado. Swings the first pitch and pops it up. Shallow left center field. The second baseman Wisey rolls out, but at the last second, it's Basabe who calls him off. A few steps from the infield, Dirt makes the catch to bring a close to this fourth inning. A 1-2-3 fourth inning. That is now 10 in a row retired from Michael Mercado. After 3.5, 3-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning in Montgomery, the southpaw Brandon Kinnear. Faces Nico Holsizer, Jordan Cazar, and Diego Infante. 6-7-8 in the order. Biscuits on top, 3-0 as Kinnear toss his first shutout inning in the third. First pitch to Nico Holsizer is a curveball, misses downstairs to the right-handed hitter for ball one. It was leadoff single by Meisner. Manzardo struck out on a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. As Holsizer lifts in the air, shallow right field, long run for Ray towards the line, makes the catch right on the fair foul line in fair territory for the first down of the inning. Well, it helps when Ray, who has played center field in every single game but this one. This is the first game with the Shuckers inside the DH spot, but his 12th game with the Shuckers this season and his first start in right field. One out, nobody on, and the center fielder, Jordan Cazar, takes a fastball at the belt, called strike on the outer half. Cazar attempting to find his rhythm in the back end of his start. The bomb, the fourth inning, the 0-1, and a slider high. As Cazar thought about it, lays off, and the count evens 1-1. On the season, Cazar in his 59th contest, hitting .236 as he pulls it away foul down the first base side for strike two. Eight doubles, five triples, 12 home runs, and 34 driven in. We don't see that too often, almost the same number of doubles and triples. And the 1-2, Cazar can't lay off a breaking ball in the dirt. Lopez blocks it in front of him and throws down to first to complete the strikeout. Fourth punch out for the left-hander, Brandon Cazar, and quickly two gone. So it's up to Diego Infante to prolong the bottom of the fourth inning. Left field today, singled and scored in the second. And first pitch, Infante swings, rips it into the alley in right center field. Long run for Whitley, who chases it down onto the warning track before he holds up his hand just to safely touch the wall. So a long way to travel for Garrett Whitley and Corey Ray in that inning. And then Cazar also strikes out another. 1-2-3, bottom of the fourth. We move on to the top of the fifth. 3-0 Biscuits, though, on top of the Shuckers from Riverwalk Stadium on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? Dangerous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions, 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow, looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know, looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Top of the fifth inning in Montgomery. Goods Valerio from the right side of the first pitch. Michael Mercado gets some chasing after the slider for strike one. 3-0 Biscuits. And with that, we send it back to Gary Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. Valerio shows bunt and pulls back and takes down low and outside. It's a ball and a strike to the Shuckers' second baseman. Now, Valerio, a foul out over on the third base side, his last time up in the second. Mercado comes downhill with the 1-1. This is poked back foul. And the count is 1-2. Well, the trend continues for Mercado, who's now thrown a first pitch strike to 12 of 15 batters that he's faced today. 1-2. And Valerio skies this out into right field. Wheeling around on it is Meisner. at about 15 feet in fair territory and relative catch for the out. So a fly out the opposite way, one gone. And Bryn Diaz, the batter, that is now 11 in a row retired by Mercado. So he is rolling right along for the Biscuits tonight. 3-0 in favor of Montgomery. 2 in the first and 1 in the second. Offer to Diaz. Fouled back for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers have managed just one hit in the ballgame. It was an opposite field single by Tristan Lutz back in the top of the first inning. Mercado, the 0-1. And that one comes in and hits Diaz in between his shoulders. Brent with a little bit of a stumble out of the box in a joking manner, and he'll head to first. Out of the hand, you could see that one just didn't come out right for Mercado, and hits Diaz right at the top of the 8 on the back of his jersey.
Well, especially trying to throw a curveball, look like, and that's what happens sometimes.
So still 13 of 16 batters with a first pitch strike, but a hit batter snaps the streak of 11 in a row retired. First offer to Lopez, and there goes Diaz. The pitch is swung on a miss. The throw down to second is right on the money, and all Wisely has to do is catch it, and Diaz is caught stealing. What a throw by Hunt.
And again, that is kind of Hunt's MO. He has been able to do with the bat this year, but he is a very sturdy defensive catcher. Both calling a game, and you see it there with the hose.
Now the 0-1 to Lopez. And a fastball dots the outer edge. It is 0-2. So now the Shuckers, bases empty and two gone, trailing 3-0 here on the top of the fifth inning. Mercado peers in, and the two strike to Lopez. And a fastball is low and outside at 94. He couldn't get a chase that time. Jason, a ground out to short his last time up back in the second. Mercado, black leather glove out from his chest, winds home with the 1-2, and a slider is low and away. The count draws even at 2-2, now sitting at 66 pitches tonight, 47 of them strikes. The right-hander nods, and the 2-2 is popped in the air, right side and foul. And so we'll do it again at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Lopez. Worth noting, on the other side of things, even with Brandon Kinnear at 75 pitches, no one is throwing out in Biloxi's bullpen. But Kinnear needed just 7 tosses to get through a very quick 4. 2-2. High with a fastball. On the count is run full to Lopez. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Montgomery. No runs, 1 hit, and 1 error for Biloxi. Set in another 3-2. And Lopez takes high. It's ball 4. So the second base runner of the inning. Don't imagine Lopez will be looking to steal second. He's on, and Jason Coco will be the batter on the second walk of the game for the right-hander Mercado.
Well, that's what's surprising a bit for Diaz, you know, the way that the Shuckers have been able to get runners on. I know you want to try to put yourself in scoring position, but a bit of a gamble.
First time Brent has been caught this year, as the first offer to Coca is waved over and missed for a strike. It is 0-1. Switch hitting Coca will bat left against the right-hander Mercado, with the Shuckers trailing it 3-0 here in the top of the fifth. Mercado, working out of the stretch now, comes home with the 0-1. Coca showed bunt and pulled back on an inside fastball that zips by. And the count is 1-1. Mercado, when he's working out of the full windup, has the glove out in front of his chest, and then he lifts the hands up slightly as he has a pretty full leg kick. Out of the stretch, it's a short leg kick as he comes home, and a 1-1 is fouled straight back. And they count 1-2 to Coca. So a much more simplified delivery for the 6'6" right-hander Mercado.
That's why it's always fascinating with pitchers, and you know, certain situations like that, two guys that have sidestep home sometimes.
1-2, and Coca swings and misses over a changeup, and it's 5 strikeouts over 5 scoreless innings for the right-hander Michael Mercado. We move on to the bottom of the fifth, and it is the Biscuits 3 and the Shuckers nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Nothing in favor of the Biscuits as we move to the bottom of the fifth inning. The right-handed hitting Blake Hunt takes a pitch upstairs at 1-0. The catcher for the Biscuits. Kennard deals home a curveball that swung through and missed. And the count is quickly 1-1. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Biscuits. No runs, just 1 hit and 1 error for Biloxi. 1-1. And a curveball dots the outer edge. And the count is 1-2 to Hunt. Kennard is sitting at 78 pitches on the night now as the lefties 1-2. And a curveball is swung on and missed. Boy, Hunt was all out of sorts on those last 3 pitches. And it's a strikeout for Kennard, his 5th of the night, as the lineup flips over to the left-handed hitting Brett Wisely. In game 2 of this series, Shuckers coming into tonight 4 games back up the Biscuits. The second half standings. First offer to Wisely, and a curveball is rolled out towards first. Scooped up into his belly by Warren, and he'll jog to first and retire Wisely. 3 unassisted on the very first pitch. And now with 2 gone, it'll be Oslavis Basabe.
And we talked about, too, Xavier Warren not only just playing in his second double-A game, but mostly playing third in high Wisconsin, really kind of the first ball he's been tested on today, and Cameron Cole, besides the one in the ninth inning yesterday that he was tested on.
First offer on the way to Basabe. And the left-hander, Kennard, pumps in a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. There might have been one other play in last night's game aside from the double play that ended it, as Basabe swings and stumbles out of the box, fooled by a changeup, and it's quickly 0-2. 3-0 Biscuits here in the bottom of the fifth. Kennard not wasting any time. And the lefty, the 0-2. And Basabe takes a fastball high and inside. It's 1-2.
Yeah, you're right. There was a 3-1 put out on Greg Jones and then a 3 unassisted, so 2 more.
1-2 when a curveball is swung on and missed. And how about Brandon Kennard? Got a double play ball, and he has now retired the last 8 men in a row, including back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. But as we move on to 6th, the Shuckers that now have Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Top of the order, due up for the Shuckers here in the sixth inning as Biloxi trails Montgomery 3-0. Corey Rary, Garrett Whitley, and Tristan Lutz, the three hitters against the right-hander Michael Mercado, who deals home the first offer. And Ray just barely gets a piece of it foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Mercado now at 74 pitches. 52 of them have been strikes, and now that is 16 of 19 batters. He's thrown a this is fouled off, and it is quickly 0-2. That does include the single by Lutz, and then a couple of first-pitch either groundouts or flyouts. 0-2, and Ray rolls over to first, scooped up a few strides away from the bag by Manzardo. He'll head over that way and plant one foot as he reaches the other out to the very edge of the bag for the out. Three unassisted, one gone, and Garrett Whitley the hitter. Well, for the Shuckers, the right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez has gotten up and is starting to throw him out in their bullpen. Understandable, unfortunately, for Brandon Kinnear, his pitch count run up tonight, 84 pitches to get through five innings. First offer in Whitley laces one to the left center field gap. Coming over to cut it off is Kassar, and that'll hold Whitley to a single. But he's on base for a second time tonight. That's just the second hit of the ball game for Biloxi. They do have a man on with one gone for Lutz.
It all takes sometimes just one man, and Whitley, who's shown he can run on these Montgomery pitching and the catching yesterday. Two stolen bases, always a threat to run.
We'll see if he is off or not as Mercado deals home to Lutz and Tristan. Lifts this on the right side, foul ground, long run over, and it is on the other side of the tarp and into the stands foul. And neither Wisely nor Manzardo wanted to go diving into a concrete empty first row to try and make that catch.
I don't blame them.
I can't say that I do either. Not exactly a game four of a division championship series. Game number 108 of the year tonight for Biloxi. The 0-1 to Lutz. The right-handed hitter fouls it back. The count is 0-2 to Tristan.
That always reminds me of my all-star coach in Little League growing up to 9-10 years old to get kids to dive on the field. He'd bring an old mattress. And he would throw balls, and you'd go dive on the mattress, and everybody started diving on the field then.
He steps. 0-2, and Lutz backs up from an inside heater. Well, the count is a ball and two strikes. And there is some right-handed action that is starting to throw out in the Biscuits bullpen. Whitley at first takes a two-step lead. Manzardo holding him on, and a check throw over that way as Whitley dives back in head first. And dirties up the gray pants a little bit. Shuckers are in their Biloxi Dodgers jerseys tonight. Gray pants, and they have on the blue caps. Biscuits are in their Navy militaries. 1-2, and Lutz takes a fastball on the outside edge for a called third strike. Sixth strikeout for Mercado. Two gone in the inning now, and Xavier Warren the batter.
Xavier Warren.
3-0 in favor of Montgomery here in the top of the sixth inning with two gone and a man on first. As Warren, the switch hitter, bats left against the righty Mercado. Kicking the first offer, and Warren takes inner edge for a strike, 0-1. Well, if you can believe it, Xavier Warren is the last member of the five-person draft class for the Milwaukee Brewers in 2020 that has played in Biloxi. 0-1, and Warren waves through a slider. And the count is 1-2. Garrett Mitchell making it here in 2021. obviously Joey Weimer playing here this season. Hayden Cantrell, who's been subsequently traded twice, playing here in 2021 and on the roster before the trade to begin this season. As it pitches down low, it is 1-2. And then Freddie Zamora, who, of course, had his season ended with an injury to his shoulder, appeared in about 25 games with the Shuckers at the beginning of this year. So Warren now rounds it out to where every member of the 2020 draft class has played for Biloxi. And a throw back over to first, and Whitley with a dime back in. Warren so far tonight 0-for-2, a fielder's choice in the first, and he struck out swinging on a fastball back in the fourth. The 7-1-2, and Warren takes it around his hands. And the count draws even at 2-2. 3-0 in favor of the Biscuits here in the top of the sixth inning, with Whitley on first after his one-out single. Mercado hands out from the chest and the 2-2, and Warren lifts it down the left field line and foul. The count will stay at 2-2. Mercado now at 86 pitches on the night, 61 strikes. Shuckers looking for their first run still. And the 2-2, and Warren fouls it straight back. So the count will stay at 2-2 to Warren. Unfortunately, because Montgomery is in their alternate militaries tonight, it makes it a little bit more difficult to see the number on the relievers warming out of the pen. Another 2-2, and Warren waves through a high fastball. Mercado strikes out his seventh and makes it through six scoreless tonight. We head on to the bottom of the sixth. Shuckers trailing it 3-0 against the Biscuits. And as we head that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Last of the sixth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 3-0. Day is over for the southpaw Brandon Kinnear after five innings, and he gives way to the new right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez here in the sixth.
And the 26-year-old right-hander Arnaldo Hernandez, 5-2 record this season, his 31st appearance with the Biloxi, a 7.75 ERA, two holds, one save in six opportunities in 36 innings. He has hit one batter, walked 25, and struck out 45.
So the first offer to Meisner, and that's low and in for a ball, but Meisner did not get in the batter's box in the appropriate amount of time, so he was assessed an auto strike. So even with one pitch thrown, it is 1-1 to the right fielder Meisner. Right-hander Hernandez, belt high set, kicks home the 1-1. And a rip and a miss to the slider. And the count is now 1-2 to Meisner. So the final line for Kennard this evening, 5 innings, 3 runs, 2 earned on 6 hits. He walked 1 and struck out 6. And unfortunately, he leaves in line for the defeat. Set down the 1-2. High and away with a fastball. And the count goes even at 2-2. For Kennard, that's now the second consecutive outing in which he's given up at least 1 unearned run. Set down the 2-2. Low and in with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. The count has run full to Meisner. Of course, Kennard also had his outing back on July 23rd against Pensacola. He gave up 7 runs, but just 4 of those were. Hernandez, the 3-2. Meisner lifts it off the end of the bat, out into left field, but tracking towards the warning track. He's the left fielder, Lutzen. He'll haul it in for the out. So Meisner goes the other way yet again, but this time he's the first out, and Kyle Manzardo will be the batter. Well, of course, big news coming out late last night in the NL East. The Atlanta Braves locking up Michael Harris II with an 8-year contract extension. First offer to Manzardo and a fastball on the outer edge for a called strike. It is 0-1. So Michael Harris II, who we saw play about 11 times against the Shuckers this season, already locked up to a big league deal as Manzardo lays into one down the right field line, but that is going to go foul. Home run distance, but just to the right of the foul pole down the 333 line. And so the count is 0-2 to the first baseman. Think about it, the Braves also signed Austin Riley to an extension this year after he had a borderline NL MVP candidate season last year. The set and the 0-2. And that's high with a fastball, 1-2. They also have Ozzie Albies and Ronald Acuna Jr. already under contract. And we looked at some of the young relievers and pitchers they have, the likes of Spencer Strider, now Freddie Tarnock getting an opportunity with the Braves as the 1-2 is way inside and nearly hits him, thanks to Manzardo.
Yeah, seems like the Braves are ready to contend for quite a while. See if they can put another World Series here, make a run like they did for the 90s and just dominate for a decade.
The set and the 2-2. And that's fouled in and out of the glove of Lopez. And so the count will stay at 2-2 to Manzardo, with the Shuckers trailing 3-0, 1 gone here in the bottom of the 6th. Well, someone did point out last night, not someone, it was Jeff Passan pointed out, the fact that the White Sox did a similar thing back in 2020 when they locked down the likes of Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert and Dylan Cease. 2-2. And this is hit off the end of the bat, a line drive out towards the left field gap. That'll drop and roll all the way out to the 395 sign. It's scooped up by Whitley, who makes a strong throw into the cutoff man, Devaney. But Manzardo has a second double of the night. And that now gives him 20 overall on the season across two levels. And it gives the Biscuits a man in scoring position with one out here in the 6th. So last time out, Manzardo hit one off of the left field wall. This time he shoots one out to the gap in left. And Ronnie Simon with a chance to drive in a runner. You know, things have backfired a little bit for the White Sox with all of the young talent that they've signed. Of course, injuries have been a big problem for them as well. Hernandez deals home the first, and instead he will spin and look back the runner. Ronaldo really got going with that one. As a train goes rumbling by the left field wall, I count 4 engines on it, and there's a 5th. First offer to Simon is swung on and missed. It is 0-1.
Might be here for a while.
That is, and there's another one.
Maybe it's a transport of engines.
It might just be a transport of engines, but that is 6 train engines on there going by. The 7-footer batting left swings over a slider. And the count is 0-2. I'm just going to go ahead and start a timer right now. We're going to find out how long this train keeps on rolling by. out of left field. The set by Hernandez, the 0-2. And Simon pokes it back up home just off to our left. On the count 0-2. Checkers trailing it 3-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kyle Manzarno on second after his one-out double.
I always feel there's kind of a couple types of home runs that every kid dreams of hitting.
The 0-2 offer, and a high bouncer is out to second. Valerio in shallow right picks it up and sets his feet to make the throw to first and retires Simon. Manzarno moves to third. There are two outs in the inning now, and Nico Holsizer the batter.
Well, he said one of them was, I remember with the movie Benchwarmers growing up, they had that field they made, and there was the pool. And I think Chase Field in Arizona has a pool as well where you could hit a home run into the pool. I was like, always want to hit one of those.
Yep.
Never got the chance to, obviously. The other one, and a lot of people I think would probably concur, is hit a train going by in the left field wall. Hit a train while it's going by, a home run.
First offer to Nico Holsizer. He's thinking home run as the right-handed hitter swings through for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, I believe there have been a grand total of 5 home runs that have hit a train in this ballpark in the history of Riverwalk Stadium. 0-1, and it is hit back of home and foul. And so the count 0-2 very quickly to Holsizer. And we've seen over the years the Shuckers have hit home runs that would have hit a train if it was out there behind the left field fence. The set and the 0-2. And Holsizer takes a slider just a little low. On the count of ball and 2 strikes. 3-0 biscuits over the Shuckers. Here in the home half of the sixth, there's Manzarno with 2 outs. Holsizer so far today 0-for-1 with a flyout to right and a walk. The 1-2. Fastball away. And so the count goes even at 2-2. I think the other one that I would have always liked to do is hit a home run into McCovey Cove.
Yeah, that'd be.
And it kind of goes into the same vein as the
hitting the water,
hitting
yeah.
into the, just anything into a body of water.
Something about that splash, except in golf.
Yeah. The 2-2. Low and in. The count has run full. When you think about it, the closest thing we probably have in this league to hit a ball into the body of water would be in Pensacola, because there's a walkway behind the left field line, a pretty wide walkway behind the left field wall, we should say, as the 3-2 is swung on and missed. Holsizer down on strikes. Hernandez strands a man at third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one man left on for the biscuits in the bottom of the sixth. And sends us on to the seventh. Shuckers still trailing it 3-0. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove specializes in contractor's equipment. If you're working on a job and need a specific power tool, Milner can make your job easier. Milner even carries mini excavators, trenchers, light towers, compressors, pumps, and lifts. And that doesn't even scratch the surface on all the equipment Milner has to help contractors get the job done right and on time. Go by and see them today on Dito Road near Highway 49 Gulfport. Save time and money and get the job done right the first time.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Up for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the seventh inning here in Montgomery. Shuckers trailing the Biscuits 3-0. Day is over for the line-hitter Michael Mercado. He gives way to the new line-hitter Carlos Garcia to tell you all about him and take you through the seventh inning. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Gary. We could send it down to Cam Devaney and get a little field mic down there.
I'd love to mic him up and get it on the broadcast.
Well, mic'd up Joey Votto in the Field of Dreams game. As here is Cam Devaney against the new rider, Carlos Garcia, who whips in a fastball 94 down and in for strike one. So Garcia replaces the right-hander Mercado, who today one of his best starts of the season. Just allows two hits, six shutout innings. And the 0-1 is high at the eye level, 1-1. Walks two and strikes out seven, 88 pitches, 63 strikes. For the right-hander, Mark Mercado, which ties his season high when six innings on June 5th. And then also six innings against Pensacola on August 4th. 1-1 to Devaney is outside, 2-1. But again, let's meet the new right-hander, Carlos Garcia, the 23-year-old from Samana in the Dominican Republic. Made one appearance in AAA Durham this season. He tossed an inning to third scoreless, struck out one. And the 2-1, Devaney bounces up the middle and through. A pass Posada. And Cam Devaney has a Shuckers third hit today. A leadoff single.
Well, and if you're Biloxi, you're hoping that it was just Mercado you couldn't solve tonight. You kept yourself relatively close in this game after giving up three runs in the first two innings. And now maybe you can go to work against the Biscuits bullpen.
I really do hope so. You turn that page on Mercado. The Devaney single is the first leadoff man to get on today. And a first pitch, Felix Valerio pops up right side of the diamond. Manzardo, the first baseman, straddles the white line and makes the catch in foul territory. Just in front of the first base bag, one gone in the frame. Well, Garcia's 31st appearance this season for the Biscuits, 6-1 record, a 4.69 ERA, one hold, three saves and five opportunities, and in 48 innings, he's given up nine home runs, walked 23, struck out 56, opponents hitting 221 off of him this year. The right-hander Garcia from the first base side of the rubber fires in a fastball fouled off the middle punt to the screen for strike one. So Devaney at first base, one out, 3-0 Biscuits top seven. Three runs on seven hits for Montgomery tonight. And Diaz, who was hit by a pitch his last time, was then caught stealing. He's 0-for-1 in total. Garcia long pause, the 0-1. He's down inside with a fastball at 95, 1-1. Shucker is looking to take a 2-0 lead in this series. Needs some help here. The tying run is on deck, though, and as we said, Mercado's out of the ballgame. That's the good news. Can they get to Garcia? 1-1. A sweeping slider misses up and away. Above the letters, 2-1. This is Garcia's ninth appearance. His numbers do not fare well. He's given up 11 total runs, 10 earned across 12 innings. ERA of 7.50. And a fastball down and away, 3-1 to Diaz. Not to harp on kind of the woes from the Shuckers bullpen this season, but this is kind of what it felt like sometimes when the opponents on the other side of things, when a good star will be turned down, and it's going to happen to every team this year, and then the bullpen can't hold the lead. The 3-1's pop foul first base side, and it counts full 3-2. You kind of think back to those games at the end of the first half of the season when, you know, the Shuckers, they just couldn't play consistently. You know, we talked about all the time where, you know, the night that the pitching was there all the way around, the offense couldn't provide support. And then the nights when the offense put up 8-9 runs, the pitching couldn't do their thing. Well, pitching's been strong as of late in the second half. And the 3-2 Diaz again pops foul behind its home plate to stay alive. splitting the last three games, taking four out of six in Mississippi. At least a win to start their series here in Montgomery, which has been a black hole in recent memory. As Diaz calls for time and open up Haral Moreno signals for the pitch clock to restart. Well, Devaney at first and one out. Top seven, 3-0 Biscuits. A long AB as Garcia spins and fires to first, but a short lead for Devaney as he slides back in safely. This will be the seventh pitch in the at-bat upcoming. Between the right-hander Garcia and the righty hitter Brent Diaz. As Garcia leans over his front left. And that's going to be an auto ball four that awards Diaz first base. So a single pop out on a walk this inning. Half innings now, we have seen an auto strike call on Cameron Meisner for the Biscuits. And now an auto ball for them in the next half inning on the pitching side of things.
Raul Moreno, pace of play enforcer. That's not a joke either. He really, I recall in our last series that this crew was at MGM Park, of any of the home plate umpires, he was the most stringent with the pitch clock.
He's got to get home, get to bed. And now runners in motion as the pitch glances off the middle of Hunt. As Diaz jogs into second base, but Devaney was off and running on the pitch. So it'll be a stolen base for him.
I think this is going to be a rare case where Diaz is going to get the advancement to second on a wild pitch, and Devaney will get a steal.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to go down as a double steal.
Yeah, no, it was the way that Diaz kind of jogging into second base. Devaney was already there at third. Well, the ball was just glaring off the mid of Hunt. So 2 men in scoring position, and the 1-0 is inside with a fastball 2-0. So Jason Lopez, the catcher, 0-for-1 today. Walked in the fifth inning, grounded out to short of the second. Chance to drive home two on a massive overload shift for the Biscuits infield. 2-0, and Lopez can't check up his swing as he offers at a bending fastball. Well, the second baseman Wise is playing just behind the second base bag. Again, there are no shifts in the Southern League. But Basabe playing more towards third. Simon playing regular depth as Lopez pops it foul first base side. The count even is 2-2. Well, the Shuckers in a three-run deficit right now. They trail 3-0, looking to avoid the shutout, which they haven't been shut out in the last 36 games. Going to go back to the fifth game of the second half against the Embraves on July 1st. They were shut out 4-0. One of the strong pitching performances from Darius Vines. 2-2 Lopez fouls it back again. And ironically enough, that was the same game that Brandon Kinnard pitched him. He was on Shuckers with no hit through the first five innings of that contest. So Garcia looking around to work around some foot traffic on the base pass. The 2-2 is high. And the count's full 3-2. Going back to that July 1st game of Friday night at MGM Park, July 4th weekend. It was a Yason Coca single that broke up the no-hitter for Darius Vines. Struck out just 3 7 innings, but allowed just 2 hits. 3-2, and Lopez catches another piece of it. This time it stays in the ballpark as it fires back towards the green padding behind home plate. Well, Yason Coca is on deck for Biloxi. But at the tying run of the plate either way with just one out in the top of the seventh. 3-2 on Jason Lopez. 3-2. And Lopez rips it into left field to base it. Devaney scores. Diaz gets the wave and now has to go back as the throw is to home. And they get him back at third. Well, Well, the ball was on a missile to left field. Diego Infante hit the cutoff man. And they're able to nab him back at third base.
Well, that's tough there for Diaz because it looked like he got the wave around third by J.J. Reimer. And so he was just looking at what the third base coach gave him. And he realized about a quarter of the way down the line that the throw was going to be there at home plate. And so that's why he stopped.
Well, fastball 94 miles an hour high for ball one to the switch hitting Yason Coca. And just like that, two outs now in the frame. Lopez is at first. He gets credit with an RBI single still. I think you're right in that last play. And the 1-0 fastball located on the outer half for a called strike. And the count evens. Well, the throw is to home on a one-hopper to Hunt, who came up even a half a step or so to field it and fire a bullet to third because Diaz turned around and saw the dark clouds in front of him. And the 1-1 is whiffed and missed. A fastball up in the zone, 1-2. Coke is 0 for 2 tonight. A pair of strikeouts. Looking to put the ball in play for the first time. A two gone in the seventh, but the Shuckers are on the board, so they avoid the shutout tonight, but trailing 3-1. 1-2. And Coca pops it high in the air. Third base side, but it's going to slice over the Biscuits dugout. And luckily for a fan who ducked for cover, put her hands over her head. It bounced about a foot away from her. She turned her back on the field and was praying. That almost would have been a scary sight. Ends up bouncing right to some fans in the second deck here in the sweet level. It all works out. 1-2 from Garcia is high and away. With the slider, 2-2. Bud Garcia up to 23 pitches in this half inning. 13 strikes. A Lopez RBI single scores Devaney, but Diaz is caught at third. And the 2-2 is bounced up the first base side, wide foul. In towards the Shuckers bullpen. So Garcia steps off the first base out of the rubber. Shuckers trailing 3-1. Looking to bring a close to this top of the seventh inning. 2-2. And that's flown in the air. Center field. Balls off. Both Infante and Basabe makes the catch. To put an end to the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers do get a run on two hits. But leave a man stranded. Over at first base. It's stretch time in Montgomery. 3-1 Biscuits on top of the Shuckers as Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll bottom of the seventh inning in Montgomery. Shucker is going to the ball with an RBI single from Jason Lopez. And a new pitch to the ballgame, Harold Chirino replaces
After Chirino, 35th appearance of the year, 3-2 with a 3.46 ERA, 3 holds, 2 saves, and 5 chances. In 41 and two-thirds innings, Chirino has given up 21 runs, 16 earned on 34 hits. He has walked just 16 and struck out 36, opponents hitting 2-22 against the right-hander, Harold Chirino.
Well, Chirino faces the bottom three men in the order. Again, the Biscuits on top, 3-1. The Shuckers hit total now to 4. With the RBI single from Lopez, 2 hits in that top of the seventh inning. And the center fielder, Jordan Cazar, from the left side. He takes a changeup low for ball one. Well, Chirino's 11th appearance against the Biscuits this season. He's been mighty good. Just one earned run in 12 and two-thirds innings tossed. And a fastball 96 inside, 2-0. 1-0 record, a 0.71 ERA against the Biscuits this year. 6 walks, 13 strikeouts. And the 2-0 Cazar takes a healthy cut. And a fastball in the inner half, a 96. Can't catch up, though. It's 2-1. Cazar today 0-for-2, flied out to center in the first, struck out swinging in the fourth. Both of those at-bats against Brandon Kinnear. And the 2-1 is low with the fastball, 3-1. Cazar is searching to extend his on-base streak to 15 games, which yesterday was able to extend it on a first plate appearance walk in the second. And Cazar rifles it to right field. Ray comes in and fields it off the turf. He tried to trap it, instead kicked it in front of him, but still the main 10. And keeping in front of him, but a leadoff single for Cazar, and there it is. He's on base streak now at 15 games, which is the second longest active streak on the team. Only behind Brett Wisely, who is now at 19 games. Nobody out, man out first, and Cazar Biscuits looking to add to their two. And Diego Infante from the right side takes a fastball low for ball one. Now Chirino sits mid-90s with the fastball. Usually at home we see him come out, he's throwing harder than that. Last pitch back on Saturday against Rocket City, 1-0. And Infante out in front of a slider that finishes down and away. It's 1-1. Chirino now a hit and a walk in that scoreless inning. It was the eighth inning against Rocket City. Shuckers 3-1 victory. They won the last two games of that series. One yesterday. And a breaking ball in the dirt blocked by the catcher Lopez. 2-1. A three-game winning streak for Biloxi. Well, the train has passed out beyond the left field wall. So no chance for a train home run, as we're talking about before. A 2-1 to Infante as he fights it off foul for his base side. And it's 2-2.
Just a little more than 22 minutes.
Wow.
For it to pass by. Six-engine train. It's going to be long.
Seen a few that have just parked themselves there. And some backup in the middle of the day. 2-2, and Infante swings and fouls it into the middle. Lopez for a strike, 397 on the radar gun out of left center. First strikeout and first out of the seventh inning for Chirino with Cazar at first. So one out now, the catcher Blake Hunt steps in the right side. Hunt is 0-for-2, struck out twice today. And the first pitch home, Hunt bounces up the third base side foul. And ricochets into the top step of the dugout for the Biscuits for strike one. Now Hunt was one of the pieces acquired in the Blake Snell deal back in December of 2020. Padres and inside with the slider 1-1. Which one of those pieces, well, was Cole Wilcox, who was coming off of Tommy John surgery last September. And he's now back pitching, made two starts in the FCL, the Florida complex lead in the Rays as the 1-1 whiffed and missed a fastball up in the zone. It is 1-2. Well, Cole, who was a record signing in the third round out of Georgia, $3.3 million in the 2020 draft. We're talking about now all five picks for the Brewers that year playing in Double-A. Wilcox, number 9 prospect in the Rays system. 1-2, and a fastball right down to Main Street, a called third strike. 96 miles an hour, back-to-back punch-outs for Trino. The hat trick for Hunt today. His 10-game on-base streak is in a dire situation now. Two outs, a man at first after the Kazar leadoff single. 3-1, Biscuits bottom 7. The top of the order, Brett Wisely, the second baseman. From the left side against the right-hander, Chirino. And a first pitch skips in for a ball. We're talking about the rankings. They re-ranked every team today on MLB Pipeline. Taj Bradley was in AAA with Durham, number 1. Curtis Meade, number 2. We're talking to down towards the bottom, Brett Wisely, number 28, on the updated rankings. And the 1-0 is ripped into right center field, a base hit. Kazar around second. He's into third base as he goes first to third on the single from Wisely. The second hit of the inning for the Biscuits as they search to get that one run back. And the Shuckers scored on the top of the frame. So pair of hits in this inning, which coming in, I mentioned that incredible numbers for Chirino head-to-head against the Biscuits at 12 2/3. And over a quarter of them here in just 2/3 of an inning as Nick Childs, the pitching coach, comes out from the first base dugout. The entire infield meets. But Brett Wisely, a multi-hit day for him. He drove in a run in the second inning. And a quick recap of how he got to this result. Well, the runs came early for Montgomery. 2 in the first inning on a Meisner sacrifice fly after the one-out triple from Oslivas Basabi. And then after Meisner, two batters later, Ronnie Sobin, an RBI single the other way, scores Kyle Manzardo, who doubled. So the extra bases came early and often as well, just like the runs did. And then the bomb the second inning. Diego Infante a single. Reached second on an E3. And Wisely singles him home. Those are the three runs for the Biscuits. Jason Lopez, RBI single the top of the seventh inning for the Shuckers. Lone run today, and they avoid the shutout. Runners on the corners, two outs, and Oslivas Basabi. First pitch is glanced off the mitt of Chirino. Out to shortstop Devaney. Backhanded throw to first. Impressive from Devaney, altering his path and still recording the out of Basabi at first base. No runs, two hits, two men left on base, also two strikeouts, and a scoreless frame toss by Harold Chirino. After 7-3-1 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's and at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Top of the eighth inning, we go in Montgomery, 3-1 Biscuits on top. New pitch in the ballgame, Jose Lopez. With that, we send it back to Gary Green to take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So it will be Ray Whitley and Lotzdew up against the new lefty, Jose Lopez, who deals home a first pitch, and it's a fastball low and away to Corey Ray for a ball, 1-0. 31st appearance of the year for Lopez. He's 7-3 with a 3.22 earned run average. 1-0 when Ray swings over a fastball at 94. It's 1-1. Seven saves and eight chances. If he pitches the last two innings, this would count as one for the left-hander Lopez. 44 2/3 innings of work. As a fastball high at 97 to Ray. On the count is 2-1. 18 runs, 16 earned on 26 hits. He's allowed just one homer this year. He's hit five batters, walked 30, and struck out 71. Lefty Lopez, the 2-1. And Ray hits this high into the air. Deep right center field. Will it be playable for Meisner? And instead it's Kassar, who comes over in front of the 3-7 field as Ray vaults one out that way for the first out.
Just got a little bit too under it. Maybe out towards the 3-3-3 side in right field would be out, but well, it stays the ballpark in right center.
Well, this is the eighth appearance, check that, ninth appearance for Lopez against the Shuckers this year. Three of his wins have come against Biloxi, but he does have a loss and one save in one try. Here's the offer to Whitley. And Garrett takes a fastball at the letters for a strike. It is 0-1. Shuckers currently trailing it 3-1 here in the top of the eighth inning. Whitley so far today 1-for-2 with a single to left his last time up in the sixth. The 0-1. And Whitley has to throw the feet back out of the way of an inside fastball. And the count is 1-1. Whitley drew a walk back in the first inning. Remember, he made it all the way around to third with two outs in the frame, but the Shuckers left him stranded there. 1-1. This is cued foul. And the count is 1-2 to Whitley. That was the best scoring opportunity for Biloxi through the first six innings of the game against Michael Mercado. They would not put a man in scoring position the rest of the night. 3-1 Biscuits here. Bases empty and one gone in the eighth. Big left-hander Jose Lopez. Blue glove out from his chin, brings home the 1-2, and Whitley out in front as he yanks one over on the left side. And the count will stay at 1-2. And Whitley dialed up for a fastball there. So down in front of a slider that was high and tight. No action for Biloxi in their bullpen, so it might be Harold Chirino again for the bottom of the eighth. As Whitley waves and misses on a back foot slider for a strikeout. Second out in the inning. First strikeout for Lopez, and with two gone, it brings up Tristan Lutz. Biscuit scored two in the bottom of the first and one in the offense today. They did threaten in both the sixth and seventh, but could not bring a runner home. As Lutz takes a step out and has an extra second to adjust the guard that he wears on his left hand. Right-handed hitter waits, and the first offer is a check swing shot foul ball for strike one. Remember, Lutz had a broken hand during the course of last season when he took a fastball in up around the hands against Pensacola. Forced him to miss 6 weeks, so now he has a guard that he wears there. A really more over the flip side from his palm as he steps back from an inside cutter. And the count is 1-1 to Lutz. Tristan 1-for-3 today. Opposite field single in the first, but a couple of strikeouts since. Shuckers have been held to just four hits today, and two of them came an inning ago in the seventh. 1-1, and that shot the opposite way. It'll slice foul. And the count is now 1-2 to Lutz. Infield plays Tristan pretty much straight up. There's a lot of space right up the middle, so Basabe is squeezed slightly towards third. Third baseman Simon not very far off of the line, but well back in the bag as the 1-2. And Lutz swings late on a slider and strikes out to bring the top of the eighth to a close. So the Shuckers are held off the board, and as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning, it's still Montgomery 3 and Biloxi 1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-team store discounts and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now.
Last of the eighth inning, Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 3-1. It'll be 3-4-5. Meisner, Manzano, and Simon do up against the right-hander. Harold Chirino out for a second inning of work. Biloxi in desperate need of a comeback. The top of the ninth inning. So Chirino, after throwing a scoreless seventh, will have the eighth. First offer to the left-handed hitting Meisner, and it's shot back to the screen foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Three runs, nine hits, no errors for the Biscuits. One run on four hits and one error for Biloxi. Biscuits two in the first, one in the second. That has been it. 0-1. And a roller up the first baseline foul. And the count is quickly 0-2 to Meisner. Meisner delivered one of those two runs in the first on a sacrifice fly. That drove in Basabe after he had tripled. Manzardo waiting on deck, then doubled. And a Ronnie Simon single brought him home. Since then, Meisner is single in the third and a lineout in the sixth, as he takes a 96-mile-an-hour fastball a little low. On the count of ball and two strikes to Meisner. Shuckers infield does play Meisner to pull. And now Coca is playing almost where you would normally see left side, as the 1-2 is low. The count is 2-2. And I think that Biloxi had really played Meisner almost straight up. But now with the fact that he snuck it in between Devaney at short and Coca at third, now they've shifted more up the middle. 2-2. And a fastball is just outside. And so the count has run full to Meisner. Ray is pretty much straight away in center field, maybe a couple of steps to the right of center. And Lutz is still pretty deep out in the left. Warren only about four steps off of the line at first. 3-2, and this is shot the other way foul. And the count will stay full to Meisner. Well, Shuckers four games back of these Biscuits in the second half standings. 28 games left to go in the Southern League regular season after tonight. Set and the 3-2, and that is outside for ball four. So Meisner on base for a second time tonight as he works a leadoff walk, and that is just the second free pass issued by the Shuckers tonight. And it brings up Kyle Manzardo.
And that walk puts Meisner back ahead of Thomas Dillard for the league leader. Both Dillard and Meisner today coming in 71 apiece. Dillard not in the lineup again tonight. Meisner with that walk, 72.
So man on first, and the first offer to the left-handed hitting Manzardo is high, and with that, Lopez is going to go out and have a quick word with Chirino. As he does, it gives us a chance to look around the Major League scoreboard. First, we check in with the Brewers and Dodgers. Big four-game series there through the middle of the week. Brewers getting a big walk-off victory in the 11th inning last night. Victor Caratini, who was, of course, acquired in a one-for-one trade for Corey Howell, drives in the winning runs, and what a job by Hunter Renfroe, as he had a great read on the ball, but even postgame admitted that he was rolling the dice, but it was going to drop in shallow right field. He scored right behind Andrew McCutchen to give the Brewers a 5-4 win yesterday. Aside to the left-handed hitter, and it's 2-0. Well, in tonight's game, the Dodgers with a 1-0 lead. That game is in the bottom of the sixth inning right now. I checked that at the top of the sixth. 2-0. And Manzano takes outside again. Three balls and no strikes to the left-handed hitting first baseman. Austin Barnes with his fifth home run of the year, the only run in the game. There had been just four total hits as the 3-0 is hit down the left field line and foul. And so the count 3-1. The Brewers tonight, their lone hit has come from Keston Hira. Eric Lauer tonight, 5 2/3 innings, just a run on three hits, three walks, and six strikeouts. 3-1. And that is a letter-high strike on the outer edge. Boy, with the other pitches that have been called balls, I understand why the faithful here in Montgomery would be upset, but count has run full to Manzardo, who has doubled twice today, scored a run, and struck out. 3-1 in favor of the Biscuits here in the bottom of the eighth. Runner goes on the 3-2, and it's laced to the left field gap. That's going to roll for a while, and that's going to let Meisner round third and come in to score. Manzardo will settle in contently at second with his third double of the day, and the Biscuits have given themselves a little bit of extra room as they now lead it 4-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. Three doubles for the left-handed hitting Kyle Manzardo today. All of them have gone the opposite way, and two of them to that exact same spot hit on a line to the 395 sign out in deep left center field. So Meisner was off and moving on the pitch. He scores easily. And now it's Ronnie Simon, switch hitter, who will bat left. And he takes the first pitch from the right-handed hurling Chirino for a strike. It is 0-1. So the Shuckers, a much more difficult task now as Simon waits for the 0-1, and here it is. This is his leading right arm, which has a long yellow sleeve poking out from underneath it. And the count is now 1-1 to Simon. Now, by the way, in that Dodgers-Brewers game, Tony Gonsolin is the pitcher for Los Angeles tonight as the 1-1. A bounder, third base side, but foul. On the count is 1-2. 5 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts for Gonsolin. And this is a spot to try and make a Cy Young case for the All-Star Gonsolin, as you're going head-to-head with some guys who are going to get Cy Young votes, including the reigning Cy Young Award winner in Corbin Burns. 1-2, and Simon just catches a piece of it foul. And so the count stays at 1-2. Heading into today, Gonsolin with the fourth lowest ERA in all of baseball and the second lowest in the National League. Any guesses who has the best NL ERA, Thomas? 1-2. He is high. It's 2-2.
I do not know.
It is Sandy Alcantara, who has a 1.92 ERA with the Marlins. Justin Verlander has the lowest ERA in the AL at 1.95. Set at the 2-2. Way inside with another fastball, and the count has a run full now to Simon. How do you like that? Justin Verlander, 39 years old, and has a legitimate chance to win the AL Cy Young this year.
Incredible.
Now, the guy is going to need to hold off, has the third best ERA in baseball and the second best in the American League, and that's Dylan Cease. 3-2. He's shot into left field. Lutz coming on. He's got to play it off of a hop. And that is going to allow the base runner Manzardo to get to third. And it's an opposite field single by Simon. And Chirino has not retired a batter here in the eighth. Men on the edges with nobody on, and Nico Holsizer batting. The Biscuits with a 4-1 lead. And with that, Biloxi's bullpen will spring to life again. of course, ERA in baseball with a 2.39. Burns is slated to set to pitch tomorrow against the Dodgers in a day game at American Family Field. It'll be a 1:10 Central Time first pitch. Right here, 4-1 in favor of the Biscuits. Runner goes, and the first offer is inside. Lopez pump fakes, and Simon steals second without a throw. Pitch was inside, so it's 1-0 to Holsizer. And now 2 men in scoring position as the Biscuits take advantage of the man at third. So the infield draws in for Holsizer, the right-handed hitting DH. 1-0, and that comes in and hits him. Just a slider that came all wrong out of the hand for Chirino. And so a hit-by-pitch has loaded up the bases. This has turned into a precarious situation here for Chirino. Walk, RBI double, single, stolen base, and now a hit batter. And Jordan Cassar, the batter. Right-hander Robbie Hitt is getting warm out at Biloxi's bullpen. Set by the righty Chirino, the first offer to Cassar. That's taken low for a ball. It is 1-0. Bases full and nobody gone here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Biscuits leading the Shuckers 4-1 and threatening for more. Kicking the offer, and that's taken outer edge for a strike with a fastball. And so the count is 1-1. Well, Cassar this season with men in scoring position hitting .221. A double, two triples, and three home runs. As Torino's 1-1. Fastball rung in there at 95. And the count is now 1-2 to Cassar, who's at 1-for-3 today. Cassar this season with the bases loaded is 4-for-9. As the 1-2, this time though, he swings and misses a back foot slider, and Torino gets a massive first down.
And now you're starting to get to the part of the order that saw Chirino last inning. And ironic enough, Cassar singles against him last inning. This time goes down on strikes.
So now one gone, but the base is still full for Diego Infante. Chirino sets out from his chest and the first offer. And a fastball is at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. Infante this season, 1-for-4. With the bases loaded, he had a double, and he's driven in four. He has also drawn a walk and struck out 3 times. The set in the 0-1. And a bouncer, third base side, but it is wide of the bag and foul. And so the count quickly 0-2 to the left fielder, Infante. 4-1, and Harold Chirino trying to work out of a big-time jam. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning and give Biloxi some hope. They'll have Warren, Devaney, and Valerio in the ninth, but the question is, what's the deficit going to look like? Chirino readies, and the 0-2 is high and away with the ball. It is 1-2. We had checked in on the Brewers on the Major League scoreboard. Well, why don't we check in on the Braves and the Mets, that big series going on at Truist Park tonight? Well, this one is all Mets this evening. Chirino, the 1-2. And a slider, he got him to swing and miss for a strikeout. 4 Ks now for Chirino. They have all come against the bottom part of the order. And now with 2 gone, it'll be Blake Hunt. And with that, Charlie Green, the interim manager for Biloxi, is going to come out. And Chirino is not going to get a chance to finish off this inning. Pitching change for the Shuckers here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing at 4-1 with the bases loaded and 2 outs. Robbie Hitt will be the new hurler. We'll introduce him to him on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi colors for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Pitching change for the Shuckers with the bases loaded and two gone here in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 4-1. The new hurler, the righty Robbie Hitt, brings the first pitch home, and a slider is swung on and missed by Blake Hunt for a strike.
Hitt this season, 4-2 record, a 4.35 ERA, his 34th appearance, one save for the Shuckers, 41 in the third innings. He's tossed 21 walks and 47 strikeouts.
0-1, and this is bounced up the middle. Devaney has it underhands to a covering Valerio the short way, and Hitt comes on and strands all three in the bottom of the eighth inning. But the Biscuits do get a run on two hits and leave them full. We go on to the ninth. Shuckers now trailing it by three, and they'll send Warren, Devaney, and Valerio to bat on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Look, another guinea pig.
More lasers.
Sprinkles.
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the ninth inning, the Shuckers trailing the Montgomery Biscuits 4-1. Left-hander Jose Lopez out for his second inning of work. Xavier Warren, Cam Devaney, and Felix Valerio will get it going for Biloxi here. Looking to come back, they'll need at least three to force it to the bottom of the ninth, and four if they want to go in front. Warren, the switch hitter, bats right against the left-hander Lopez. Sets out from his chin, and the lefty deals home. And it's high and away with the fastball. It is 1-0. Lopez listed at 6'1" and 200 pounds. Out on the mound, left-hander from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic brings home the 1-0. That's inside and low. Two balls and no strikes to Warren, who's 0-for-3 today, with a fielder's choice and a couple of strikeouts. Right-hander Michael Mercado through the first six innings today for the Biscuits. Just two hits over six scoreless innings. The 2-0. And Warren watches a breaking ball float in for a strike. And it's 2-1. Shuckers scored their only run of the game in the top of the seventh. Moved to second on a walk and scored on a single by Lopez. As the 2-1 wave and a miss by Warren. And the count goes to 2-2 now. Second baseman Wisely is shaded pretty much straight up the middle. Now one step to the right of second, but with his heels on the outfield grass. Warren, a lot of space on the right side of the infield. 2-2 offer, and that nearly hits him as he has to move out of the way. Slider tight to the switch hitter batting right, and the count is 3-2. Warren sets with a slightly open stance, a pretty good bend to the knees as he waits. And a 3-2 is cranked to deep left center field. Long run back for Kasari. Reaches out, and he can't make the grab. It rattles around off the wall, and Warren will head into second base with his first double at Double A. It's a leadoff double in the ninth. The Shuckers are in business, trailing by three.
Now, Warren, any other part of the ballpark, that might be a home run, except for that deep alley in left center field. As it one hops off the wall, and Warren coming in and his before his promotion was tied for third in the Midwest League in doubles with 26 on the year.
So he's now in scoring position for Cam Devaney, who singled his last time up. Look to second and the first offer. And a slider is a little in tight for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Devaney this season against Lopez 0-for-4 with a walk. The set, the 1-0. And Devaney late on a high fastball. And the count is 1-1 to Cam. Cam with a single, a steal, and a run scored back in the seventh. Popped out to short in the fourth, and he struck out swinging in the first. Lopez, the 1-1. And a fastball zips by away. And the count, 2-1. 4-1 Biscuits here in the top of the ninth inning. 4 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Biscuits. Warren's double to lead things off here in the ninth. Just the fifth hit of the night for the Shuckers, who have also kept his called at home by Blake Hunt. Moving back to second and the 2-1. And Devaney takes high. 3-1. So Lopez, who took care of the Shuckers pretty easily in the eighth inning, got a fly out and 2 strikeouts. Now worked into a second consecutive unfavorable count. 3-1 to Devaney. Here's the offer. And that's low and in for ball four. So a double and a walk, and all of a sudden the Shuckers are bringing the tying run to the plate in the form of Felix Valerio. And that's going to draw a meeting on the mound as Jim Paddock will come out and have a word. Remember, Valerio, a 2-run homer last night. And so a guy who certainly has pop in his bat. Biloxi, two men on with nobody out here in this ninth inning.
Always a chance with the number of guys in this lineup that can leave the yard.
And again, this is the thing about baseball and what's so beautiful and maddening about the game is you can be in control for most of the game as the Biscuits have been. Then you get here to the ninth inning and all of a sudden, just two batters in, now you're staring a tie game potentially in the face. Lopez out from his chin with the blue glove brings the first pitch home, and the slider is high for a ball. It is 1-0. Now Valerio is 0-for-3 tonight with a couple of foul outs and a fly out to right. Left-hander Lopez, the 1-0. And that's high. 2-0. So 6 of the last 7 pitches from the left-hander Lopez since the double by Warren have been outside of the strike zone. Valerio 0-for-2 this season. When he shoots this one in the air down the right field line, long run, and Meisner at a full stretch makes the grab, the throw back to second, and they double up the runner, Warren, 2 gone in the inning. What an absolutely amazing play by Cameron Meisner on a ball that was slicing away from him. Warren had headed for home, and he had to turn back and run, and he's doubled up off of second as Meisner somehow chases it down out in deep right field and fires a strike to second.
Just an impressive catch, as you said. He was on a beeline right for the 333 mark. Long way to travel. Had to be efficient with the route, which he was. Covered a lot of ground. Did everything perfectly.
So now it'll be Bryn Diaz who takes a first pitch fastball at the knees for a strike. It is 0-1. So the Shuckers go from having the tying run at the plate to now two outs and a man on first as the 0-1 and Diaz swings and misses. And very quickly, Biloxi is down to their final strike. 4-1 Biscuits here in the top of the ninth inning with two gone. The runner on first is Devaney. Left-hander Lopez, the 0-2. And Diaz strikes out swinging, and just like that, the ball game comes to a close. Final score in this one, the Montgomery Biscuits 4, the Biloxi Shuckers 1. When we come back, it's the postgame show. We'll take you back to this one and get you all set for tomorrow. Shuckers fall tonight. Postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. Well, welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall by a final score of 4-1 this evening. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Let's run you back through this one. And for Biloxi, Thomas, the best scoring opportunity for them in the early goings came in the first inning. Garrett Whitley drew a one-out walk. Tristan Lutz singled the opposite way. And Xavier Warren hit into a fielder's choice that canceled out Lutz. However, the Shuckers had runners on the corners with two outs, but Michael Mercado struck out the next batter, and that sent off a string where he retired 11 in a row. And then in the bottom of the first inning, Montgomery struck for two runs. Oslavis Basabe with a one-out triple. A Cameron Meisner sack fly brought him in. And then Ronnie Simon with a RBI single to drive in Kyle Manzardo after one of his three doubles on the night made it 2-0 in favor of Montgomery. In the bottom of the second inning, Diego Infante led off with a single. He advanced to second on an error and then scored on a single by Brett Wisely. That would be it for the runs scored against the left-hander Brandon Kinnear, who goes five innings tonight. Gave up three runs, two earned on six hits. He walked one. Shuckers would not put a man in scoring position again until the seventh inning. Cam Devaney led off with a single. He then moved to second on a walk to Brent Diaz with one out in the inning. And then stole third, Diaz advancing to second on a pass ball. And then a Jason Lopez RBI single put Biloxi on the board. But unfortunately, one of two times tonight, the Shuckers ran into an out. Diaz rounded third. It looked like he had been given the wave around third base, but was ultimately backpicked at third for the second out in the seventh inning. Shuckers couldn't muster anything else. The Biscuits did score a run in the bottom of the eighth. And then in the top of the ninth, things looked really good for the Shuckers as they led things off with a double by Warren. And Cam Devaney worked a walk, so all of a sudden, Felix Valerio came to the plate as the tying run. And Valerio hit a line shot slicing away from the right fielder, Cameron Meisner. But Meisner has also the ability to play out in center. He was able to run it down out in right field and make the grab. And then, unfortunately, Warren caught off of second base, was doubled up. And then a strikeout by Jose Lopez brought the ball game to a close as the Shuckers lose it 4-1 tonight. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the rest of the Brewers-affiliated system as well as the Southern League. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Floyd, remember old man Croc?
Makes 50-pound cast iron statues of cows.
Yep, he needs us to haul 24 of them to Oklahoma for cash money.
Sparky, we need us a fifth wheel or a gooseneck hitch. Then we can haul big loads. And Southern Pro Truck has everything needed to get into the hotshot business.
Southern Pro Truck?
And the know-how to set us up right.
How much you reckon 24 50-pound statues of cows weigh, Floyd?
What, did you skip school on math day in the fourth grade?
I skipped the whole fourth grade.
Southern Pro Truck, Highway 40. 49 Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Sir at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall tonight by a final score of 4-1. Well, we weren't the only action in the Southern League for all the games we didn't have last night. Well, we more than made up for them this evening. For a look at that, let's send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Let's check in on some of those scores right now as we are pretty much the first regularly scheduled game in the Southern League that has been completed today. Although Pensacola, Mississippi, they did play their doubleheader today. Rocket City, Chattanooga will make it up tomorrow. So let's recap that first game up at Trustmark Park. 2-1, Pensacola win in 7 innings. Eli Villalobos picks up his 8th save of the season. It was a Drew Lugbear RBI single to the bottom of the first and open up the scoring. Embry's on top 1-0. But Norel Gonzalez stole the show after that. A pair of RBI singles in the 3rd and the 6th. And even though the Embrays out hit the Blue Wahoos in game 1-9-6, it was Pensacola. And as we saw, Jeffrey Yan was a starter scheduled yesterday. He goes an inning and 2/3 to start the game. Andrew McInville, 2 1/3 innings. So it was a bullpen for the first game in that doubleheader. 2-1 Pensacola victory. Now to game 2. They are in the top of the 6th inning. Another low-scoring affair. 2-1 Embrays on top. Just 4 combined hits in the contest. Logan Brown, a fielder's choice, drove in 2, in which there was a throwing error by J.D. Osborne, the first baseman, and then J.D. Orr, a soft single out to the third baseman, Ryan Delgado, scores the other in the top of the 3rd. So, offense is at a premium tonight, I should say, up at Pearl, Mississippi. Tanner Gordon in 5 innings, 7 strikeouts, just 3 hits allowed for the Embrays. He is in line for the win tonight. That is game 2. Now to the other 2 regularly scheduled games. Birmingham 9-4 on the Smokies in the top of the 8th inning. which yesterday we saw plenty of home runs from some of the big boppers in the order for the Smokies. Alexander Canario and Perlaza both homering yesterday. But today, though, it's the Barons, their night, 7 runs in the bottom of the second inning.
Wow.
Ian Dawkins drives in 3. Jose Rodriguez drives in 3 as well. Let's go to that second inning. Evan Skalgen, RBI single to open it up. DJ Burt double. A bases loaded walk to Rodriguez. And that is a bases clearing double from Dawkins. So that's where he gets all of his from. And the other two for Rodriguez came in the bottom of the third. His 10th home run of the season. A 2-run shot to left field over the Crawford boxes, we like to say, at Regents Field. So 9-4. But the more intriguing score right now is Rocket City. Their lead has been, even since I opened the box score, has been cut down to 1 in the top of the 9th inning. Eric Torres, the big lefty from Kansas State, who is the Southern League leader in saves right now. He is on the ropes. Runners on 2nd and 3, 2 outs. And again, Rocket City up just 1 in the top of the 9th inning. He's already given up 3 runs in the inning.
Wow.
Although 2 of them earned. So his ERA has ballooned to 1.96, who we saw a handful of times. Coleman Crow got the start for them today. He went 5, allowed 3 runs, and allowed 2 home runs as well. One of them to Matt McClain in the top of the third. Let's see. Any Ohapi home runs today? Not that I see. No home runs for Logan Ohapi tonight. The Angels' number one prospect. He's 0 for 3, a walk, and a strikeout. And it just went foul. Alex McGarry popped out to Zach Neto, the first-round draft pick.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much, Thomas. All right, as for scores from around the Brewers-affiliated system, I'm going to pick tonight. We're going to start low. We're going to start with low A Carolina, who played a wild one against Fayetteville. So Carolina scored 3 runs in the bottom of the second inning. Here's what they were. Hit by pitch to force in a run, walk to Hendry Mendez to force in a run, and then Robert Moore draws a walk to force in a run. So 3-0 in favor of Carolina. However, Fayetteville comes back and scores 5 in the third inning to go up 5-3. But then in the bottom of the third inning, Jesus Chirino with a home run, and then a single drives in another run that tied the game at 5. That's where it would stay until the bottom of the sixth inning, when Jace Avina drew a bases-loaded walk to force in what turned into the winning run as the Mudcats get a 6-5 win over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers tonight. So a wild one there. By my count there, that's a home run and an RBI single, and the other 4 runs came on either a walk or a hit-by-pitch with the bases loaded. As for High A Wisconsin, they fall in a close one tonight to Cedar Rapids by a final score of 2-1. The good news out of this one, Joe Gray Jr. with a 3-hit night. The bad news, he had 3 of the 5 hits for the Timber Rattlers tonight. He also drove in the only run of the game. Carlos Rodriguez, the right-hander, gave up 2 runs on 5 hits in 5 1/3 innings, walked 2 and struck out 9. So that's really impressive by the young right-hander who has climbed into the top 30 list for the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And a familiar name is on the other end for Cedar Rapids as Bobby Malacky, the son of former Malacky, gets the win tonight. He goes 2 scoreless innings for Cedar Rapids. So just a fun little note in there. I might have to reach out to Bob and say something to him tonight. And last but not least, on the Major League side of things, the Nashville Sounds 6-2 winners tonight over the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp after they got thumped 12-1 last night. Josh Lindblom is your winner. He goes 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 walks, and 7 strikeouts. Just 2 extra base hits in the game. One of them was by Bryce Durang with an RBI double, and the other was by Omar Narvaez, who on Major League Rehab went 1-for-4 with 2 RBIs, a double, and a run scored in the ballgame. Sal Frelick, 4-for-4 with a walk, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. So Sal is now hitting .440 at AAA so far in a little more than 2.5 weeks up there for the Nashville Sounds. Meanwhile, Trevor Rosenthal goes 1 inning in his first appearance, gives up just a walk and strikes out 1, as Rosenthal reportedly was touching 97 and 98 there at the baseball grounds of Jacksonville. Jake Cousins goes a scoreless inning on rehab, as does J.C. Mejia, who is still on Major League Rehab. And last but not least, the big league crew currently trailing the Dodgers 2-0. That game is in the top of the 8th inning. Austin Barnes with a solo home run in that inning. in the top of the sixth inning, and Max Muncy with a solo home run in the top of the seventh, his 15th of the season. The Brewers have been held to just two hits in the ballgame so far. Keston Hiura with one, and Mario Feliciano with the other, so a couple of former Biloxi Shuckers. Eric Lauer, seven innings with those two runs allowed tonight. Meanwhile, Tony Gonsolin, seven innings, just two hits allowed. They're headed to the bottom of the eighth inning. Gonsolin sitting at 95 pitches, so his day is over as Caleb Ferguson is going to come into the game. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Montgomery, four runs on 11 hits. No errors. They leave eight men on base. For Biloxi, one run on five hits. They committed one error and left six men on base. The winning pitcher, six on the year. Brandon Kinnear takes the loss. He drops to 1-6, and Jose Lopez gets his eighth save of the year. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 33 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,057 on an 80-degree, mostly cloudy night here in Montgomery. With the win, the Biscuits improved to 54-49 on the year. They're now 26-15 in the Southern League second half, and they moved five games back in front of the Shuckers, who are now 55-53 on the year, and 21-20 in the second half of the Southern League campaign. Next up, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch right here all across the Biloxi Shuckers radio network. For the Shuckers, they're going to send the right-hander Victor Castaneda to the mound. Castaneda 3-5 with a 3.71 ERA. Meanwhile, for Montgomery, they will send the right-hander Sean Hundley 3-1 with a 3.79 earned run average. First pitch at 6:35, so we're on the air for you coming up tomorrow night at 6:20 from right here at Riverwalk Stadium. Well, a big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella for all of his hard work today, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, and on-site engineer tonight for Thomas. Thanks, as always, for all of your hard work, sir.
Oh, thank you, Garrett.
But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Wednesday night. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the whole game, we're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at Riverwalk Stadium. Your final score, the Montgomery Biscuits 4, the Biloxi Shuckers 1. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the capital of the state of Alabama.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi,